This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school football is on the air.
Wants to throw for the first time, looking underneath for his running back, and the ball is intercepted. Trampy, it looks like, comes out of there with the ball, and it'll be first down and 10. Amherst at their own 29-yard line.
Tonight, it's a D1 district battle from Amherst as the Broncos welcome in the unbeaten Alma Cardinals. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
And it's a high arcing kick that's picked up at about the 5-yard line. Picking up a block there is Bo Sheen. Sheen spins through the middle, bounces to the outside, and there's nobody left. After breaking the tackle, he's going to go the distance, 75 yards on the kick.
Alma is the surprise team in the area, rolling over their four opponents by 36 or more points. Amherst is a perennial district frontrunner, but receives a major test tonight. It's the Cardinals and the Broncos coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all tonight's action, we take you live to Amherst with Doug Duda and Tony Davis.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Amherst High School as we begin the second half of the 2009 high school football season here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Alma, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our engineer, Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we are into district play. First games were last week for most teams across the state, and both Amherst Broncos and Alma Cardinals started off with a win. And for Alma, they're unbeaten. After an opening night loss to Franklin, Amherst has run off three in a row, so they come in at 3-1. And quite frankly, without delving back numerous years, when's the last time the Alma Cardinals could say that they were unbeaten through four games? Here's a team that has not even made the playoffs since 1992, and their one went away from assuring that and locking up a playoff berth off to a 4-0 start. So we're glad you're along with us tonight. We'll be bringing you tonight's football action on Parents' Night from Amherst. Of course, it's also a great night of football around Nebraska, but wind is going to be the concern tonight for any team that wants to put the ball in the air. The wind is still howling up there, and even with a good shelter of trees here in Amherst where they have built their football field, it's still going to be plenty windy, especially if the kicking game comes into play. And we'll hear from both Coach Isaac Frex and Ron Evans about how that will affect the football game tonight. Alma's trying to overcome some injuries, maybe to some key players in the backfield, banged up early, but seeming to heal up right now are the Amherst Broncos, and this is going to be a true test. It'll be the first test for Alma, even though they beat Franklin. That's the team that beat Amherst on opening night. Some turnovers involved there, a lot more kids healthy and ready to go here for Amherst tonight. So could be an interesting football game, really could tell a lot about what's going to happen the remainder of the season for these two teams. And, Tony, I guess there's just a lot of question marks coming into this game tonight.
Well, the big question marks is there's only eight wins between all the teams, these two combined. They just haven't played good quality football teams up and down the line. We'll see how good these football teams are in tonight's true test. If Alma, I don't think anybody in the area, unless you're an Alma Cardinal fan, realizes how big these guys are across the front line. 220, 260, 280. D1 football, Class A football. That's awfully big up front. You don't see that very often. They love their quarterback, Max Beeler. They think he is certainly the straw that stirs the Cardinal drink, and he can do it via the ground. He can do it through the air. He is one to watch tonight.
Well, and you take a look at what's going on out there. Both in this 6-team district, there are the haves and the have-nots, and right now Bertrand and Wilcox Hildreth are the have-nots, and that's who these two teams played last week. And they both still they have to play each other. Arapahoe and Overton are the teams that look to be the strong, and how all that plays out, who can win the district, who can finish second, I think right now is the big story. I think still a lot of people believe Overton might be the best team in the district, and it's going to be between Arapahoe, Amherst, and Alma, the three A's, to find out who can be second and really give themselves a chance at a home game in the first round of the playoffs. Otherwise, they're going to be right around that 500 mark and have a very tough first-round opponent. I think all those teams legitimately have a shot to make the playoffs.
Well, Doug, I think entering this season, you thought that one of those have-nots would be the Alma Cardinals. Nobody expected this team to be where they're at right now. You know what? The basketball team's been pretty good as of late. They got a state championship golf team. You know, but here's a group of kids that came up. They've been to the state baseball tournament now. They've got a group of athletes really coming through together. They like to play together. The coaches like the team chemistry, and they like the group of kids they've got. This is a young group. A lot of sophomores and juniors contributing for this Cardinal team. So we'll see tonight if Gavin Kinney can get on the loose a much smaller team, maybe a little bit more quick team, though, in Amherst.
Well, let's hear from the coaches. We'll take a break on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And when we come back, the head coach of the unbeaten Alma Cardinals, young Isaac Brex, will join us right after this.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as we get ready for our Friday night game of the week between the Alma Cardinals and the Amherst Broncos. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach at Alma, Isaac Krex. And coach, you guys are getting a lot of publicity here all of a sudden, turning a program around at least through the first half of the season that just hasn't had a lot of a success as far as talking about postseason and things like that. But you're off to a 4-0 start. How are the kids, how are the coaching staff, how's the community handling the newfound fame?
You know, the kids are keeping pretty level head about it. You know, we talk about it every week, just keeping your routine down and what we did every week that we won before now, and just keeping everything the same and focusing on every week one at a time. So they've been doing pretty good. I've been getting a little more nervous, but other than that, we've been doing pretty good. Community support's really good, and we're getting quite a few people to come to the games.
This is your fourth year. A lot of people look at that third or fourth year as is turning a program around, kind of the key time. Did you see this coming even when you took the job 2 years ago?
Well, yes and no. You know, I was kind of, with Mr. Kronoff, when I took it over, he kind of got put in some different coaching things there that year, and I just basically said that I'd like to have it, and they decided they'd give it to me, and we've been working hard ever since, and the boys have been getting better every year, so things have been going well.
What's been different besides maybe a little bit of an experience factor? It's not like you've got a ton of seniors on this team. Well, where's been the change?
I think just these seniors this year, you know, they've been having to play since they were freshmen, and they're just finally getting used to it and getting used to how I do things and how they need to do things on the field and working hard every day in practice and coming out with a positive attitude and getting things done on Friday nights.
You're 4-0 right now. You got a nice challenge from Franklin. You got to play up at UNK. That was the first sign of adversity this year where you guys were down early before just steamrolling them in the second half. A lot of people billing this as maybe your next true test. Do you feel that the kids have been tested enough to get ready for what's left in district play?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've been, the last two games, pretty much our starters have had to play the whole game, and we've been playing pretty well together, and the boys have just been coming out fired up and ready to go and just taking care of business. We need to do what we can do, and that's all we can do. So,
we're talking with Alma coach Isaac Frex here in the New Tech pregame show. At this time of the year, injury is always a part of it. Your leading rusher, Garrett Kohling, banged up a little bit last week. What's his status going to be?
Yeah, he's got a sprained ankle, you know, and we're just kind of playing it day to day. You're going to see what it looks like for Friday, and kind of be a game time decision whether or not he'll play at all or not. So hopefully he feels better today. He's been feeling better every single day this week, so hopefully he keeps getting better and maybe we can play him a little bit Friday night.
Jay Kindler, also a big part of the running game and doing a great job defensively for you.
Yeah, he is. Jay's running the ball well and he's tackling well on defense, so the line's opening up some pretty good holes for him though that they can run through and get some good yards on.
You got a little bulk up front. Seems like Charlie's getting a lot of the notoriety here through the first month of the season. What about your line play, offense and defense?
No, those guys have been playing pretty well. We've got their two tight ends, are Chad Wetstein and Blaine Jansen. They block a lot, but, you know, they're able to catch the ball, too, and get out and pass routes and stuff like that. And then the interior line is Charlie Robinson and Trent Christensen and J.C. Nelson, and those guys have been playing really well here, sustaining blocks and getting the hat on a hat and getting some holes opened up for us.
Talking with Coach Isaac Frex here for another couple minutes on the New Tech pregame show. You're getting ready for Amherst. Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing from them.
Well, they've got a pretty tall receiver, and their back's pretty good. The Martin kid, he's a pretty good runner, and the quarterback's pretty good runner and passer, so hopefully we can just take care of what we need to on defense and hold them down.
They've been in some games where they've given up some points. Do you see that as probably where you're going to take advantage? This might be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I hope it isn't too high-scoring. You know, hopefully we can keep it down, keep them down in the low teens to 20s, hopefully, and keep playing well on defense. You know, we've been just, our defense has just been playing great here these first four games, so hopefully we can keep that up.
Coach, what are you still looking for from your team, maybe a concern as you head in the second half of the season?
Just taking care of a few little things. You know, we need to take care of the ball a little better. I think everybody's probably got that as one of their team goals, is to take care of the ball better and just fewer penalties. You know, we talk about that every week, taking care of the football and very few penalties so we can have the best opportunity we can to win the game.
We haven't touched on your quarterback yet, and Max Beeler, you don't have to throw the ball a lot with the situations that you have been in. Talk about how he runs your offense.
He's been doing really well. You know, he's taking care of the offense and being a leader in the huddle there, and when we do have to throw the ball, he's throwing it pretty well, and I think we're averaging around 60 to 70 yards a game, so passing the ball, and like you said, we haven't had to really throw it a lot yet, so hopefully it stays that way.
Depth situation, when you talk eight-man football, if you have any kind of depth, that's going to help you as the season moves along. How do you feel about that? Because we did touch on a lot of youngsters on this team still.
Yeah, we've been, you know, our depth's fairly decent. You know, we haven't had too many injuries yet. That's the key, is just basically stay away from the injuries and keep working hard every week. We've got some young kids that are getting some playing time Friday in JV games, JV game nights too, so hopefully that they're ready to go if we do need to put them in there.
Finally, coaches, special teams always could be exciting when we're looking at somebody to return the ball. Where's your strength in the whole special teams department?
Well, when we returned the ball last week, we had a kick return ran back for a touchdown that was called back on a tripping penalty, and you know we can get some pretty good return yards if we get some people on people and get blocks up front. You know, our backs are pretty fast and they can hit the hole really hard. Punting the ball, we haven't really had to punt the ball very much, but we're averaging right around 30 yards a punt, so we should be all right there.
And I guess last question, Coach, what's the feeling like when you come out of the locker room, when you're going into practice, when you're expected to win instead of maybe being the underdog all the time?
Oh, it's a little different. You know, the kids, like we talk about, though, they just got to keep their heads on straight and focus every single week, and nothing's different this year. You know, try keeping it low-keyed and just go out and do what we can control, and we'll take care of business. What happens on the scoreboard happens on the scoreboard. Hopefully we play well enough to win and have a few mistakes and just play up to our potential.
Well, Isaac, great stuff. Keep up the good work there with the Cardinals, and we can't wait to see a good football game here between you and Amherst.
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet. That's the head football coach of the Alma Cardinals, Isaac Frex, joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll come back and talk with Amherst Ron Evans right after this.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR, we're joined by the head football coach of the Amherst Broncos, Ron Evans, as they look to keep their winning streak going tonight against the Alma Cardinals. And, Coach, first off, what's it like when a team that has been perennially one that you kind of check off, I guess, as a win, and I know every game is a big one, and you don't look at it that way, but you've got a team that's brand new into winning in Alma here. Does that make it different when you prepare for somebody that you're not used to seeing be at the position they are?
Yeah, well, they're very hungry as a team.
they haven't, like I said, they haven't had a lot of success lately. And we saw it last year when we played them that they had a lot of young talent that was developing, and we knew they were going to be pretty good. They've got some very, you know, very good-sized gentlemen that are up front that are that work real hard and are now understanding what it takes to, you know, get it done. And they've got some very, very skilled people in the backfield, some speed, and quarterback who's just a junior, but he's very intelligent. So those types of things, you know, happen. I remember, you know, a few years back we had a situation where we were just playing freshmen and sophomores. We didn't win a game. Then the next year after they matured a year, we went 7-2. So it's just they get the experience from last year. Now they're using it as a springboard into this year, and they've got you know, some very good people up front. They're basically a very well-rounded team. So that's what makes them different this year.
Well, let's take a look at your ball club. Not as many guys on the roster as we're used to seeing. How do you feel overall about your team through four games?
Well, we've gotten better each day or each week, and that's what we've been looking for. You know, we're kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde there for a while. We didn't know what was going to happen for sure with when we'd show up for a game, but we've kind of got it ironed out now. We're not as deep as we have been in the past. We've got some situations where if we lose a couple people off the first team, we're going to be in a little bit of a trouble, be scrambling to fill in spots. But otherwise, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Let's talk about you guys always love to run the football, run the football, run the football. And Alec Martin, a name that we know a lot about, talk about what he's been doing for you.
Yeah, well, he's been kind of been a multi-purpose type for us. He's been able to catch the balls as split end and out of the backfield. We use him a lot of different ways. And then he also runs the ball out of our I formation and all our other multiple formations we use. So he's been very valuable to us for all types of things, special teams. He returns kicks and punts. So he's a pretty good little weapon to have, and we use him as much as we can.
Talking with the head football coach at Amherst, Ron Evans, as they get ready for Alma tonight. We talked about Alec. Talk about the other two guys in the backfield, your quarterback Gavin Kenny and junior Bryce Dibbern.
Yeah. Well, Gavin's a senior, and he's been in my Mr. Versatility, I guess you'd say. He's able to play a lot of different positions, and we've settled him in on quarterback this year. He's really improved with his passing, and his he's always had a good running game. He's always been able to run the ball very well. So he's kind of a dual-purpose threat for us, and he's able to take over the offense mostly and call the plays for me on the field. He's like a coach on the field, so I've been using him in that capacity because he kind of knows the game pretty well, and he knows the kids, and he knows what we need to do to move the ball. So he's been doing very well. And then Bryce has really got a lot bigger since last year and got a lot more physical. He's our Mr. Inside. He's our inside game. So we like to use him on powers and ISOs and stuff up the middle, and then every now and then we'll throw him on a sweep because he does have good speed too, but he's a tough inside runner.
Well, the defense has gotten better every week, and that may be a product of your opponents, maybe a product of how you guys are getting better, but you've played some games where points are put on the board. What are you expecting with this game, and talk a little bit about your defense?
Well, I'm hoping the wind doesn't blow too much because we'd like to throw the ball a little bit. Alma's been basically a ground-oriented the little play-action pass. That's basically what they do. So we're not, you know, they're not worried too much about throwing the ball. They'll throw it if they have to, but they got a great running game. So defensively, we're going to have to really do a good job of shutting down the run and then not getting caught on those play-action passes. We'll have to do a good job of being prepared for that.
Amherst coach Ron Evans joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready for Alma. A lot of people, and of course that's what we look at, you both played Franklin. Well, that's your loss. That's really the only team that gave Alma a little bit of trouble when they played at UNK.
Yeah.
Do you look at that as far as trying to get ready for this game?
Well, yeah, we're kind of curious of, you know, when we first saw that score when Alma put 62 points on Franklin, we're going, holy smokes, we're in big trouble. We saw the film, and Alma took advantage of a lot of things that Franklin did wrong, and we did not when we played in the first time. We were close to Franklin late in the third quarter and had a few miscues that they took advantage of, and then the game was out of hand in a hurry. So Franklin was playing very well against us. I'm kind of surprised at some of the results of their scores because they're a big physical team, but Alma was able to just keep after them, take advantage of mistakes and put the final score on them. So we're hoping that we've gotten a lot better than when we played Franklin.
And Ron, finally, eight man always finds a way to see the kicking game, punt returns, kick returns, find a way to be a big part, maybe a scoring option. You guys have done well with that in the past. How do you like your special teams?
Well, I really like our punt return unit right now. We do a good job of setting up blocking opportunities for Alec Martin to return. He does a good job. The guys up front do a great job, and they like the punt return aspect. We're still struggling a little with kickoff return. We're not blocking it as well as I'd like to see. We're getting a little lazy on that, but our special teams overall has been very good.
Finally, Coach, your thoughts overall right now on the district?
Well, it's going to be a very, very competitive as it was last year. We've got Overton's been playing well. Arapahoe's been playing tough. Wilcox has been struggling, and Bertrand's been struggling a little bit. But there's, Alma, Amherst, Overton, and Arapahoe have been playing pretty good football. So it's probably going to come down to, those head-to-head late-season meetings just like it did last year.
Well, Coach, hopefully the wind doesn't gust at 50 tonight, and we have a nice night for football. Always a good time when we come over to Amherst. Thanks for having us, and we're looking forward to a great game.
You bet, Doug. Thanks for the coverage.
That is the head football coach of the Amherst Broncos, Ron Evans, and we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this on KKPR.
It's the Harvest of Savings Sale at Central Nebraska's largest full-line GM dealer, Plum Creek Motors in Lexington. Plum Creek Motors is cutting down prices on all the new Chevrolets, Buicks, Pontiacs, and Cadillacs, and on over 150 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They have rebates up to $6,000 on the remaining 2009s, or financing as low as 0% for 72 months. Plum Creek Motors is paying top dollar for your trade now. This is absolutely the time to buy. Superior service, incredible savings, and unbeatable selection are their specialties. Low prices, rebates, paying top dollar for trades. Why wouldn't you get rid of your old vehicle now? Hurry in now to the Harvest of Savings Sale at Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Folks, we remind you, as you're heading to your ball games tonight, don't forget to take advantage of our Valentino's hotline. We would love to have you either call or leave a text message. You're either going to be leaving a voicemail or a text message for our Valentino's hotline, 308-646-0506. You do it, the kids do it, the husband does it, the wife, it doesn't matter. We would love to get it from the game that you are at tonight. We are at Amherst and Alma. We'll have games from all of our radio stations that we'll be updating you on. But we use you, the general public, the great fans of high school football, to keep us up to date on all the other games going on in the area. What we ask for, if you're texting, just give us the score and the quarter, and we'll pass it along. If you want to do it at the end of every quarter and a final, that would be great as well. Again, the phone number for the Valentino's hotline, 308-646-0506. And again, don't forget that our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Axtell taking on Silver Lake. That's another D1 top 10 matchup. Silver Lake is 10th in one poll, and Alma's 10th in the other. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is getting ready to kick it off at Southwest High School, plus the Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia games going on. St. Cecilia Donna from Trumbull, ESPN 1550, Adams Central at Columbus Lakeview, 1230 KHAS. You can hear any of those games on the web, kkpr.com, kkpr.com. Well, we've heard from the coaches, Isaac Freck and Ron Evans. And, Tony, before we look at the starting lineups, your thoughts on what the difference is going to be in this football game tonight if everything is played up evenly as far as the turnovers and things like that go?
Well, I think you got to look at special teams and maybe a field possession battle here early on with the wind blowing pretty hard out of the north. We'll see who can punt it into that wind, maybe change that field possession around. I think that could be critical tonight.
Amherst is going to have the ball first and go into the wind as Alma won the toss. Amherst went ahead and elected to take the ball instead of messing around with whether they wanted the wind or not. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank, offering access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank high standards of quality are met. First off, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Cardinals of Alma High School. The center, one of the great kids in the area, a featured article on this young man in the Huskerland Prep Report this week. It is Charlie Robinson, 6'3", 210-pound senior. The guards are number 90, 6'1", 220-pound junior J.C. Nelson, and number 96, 6'2", 260-pound senior Trent Christensen. At tight end, number 7, 6'1", 160-pound senior Blaine Jansen, and number 81, 6'6", 200-pound senior Chad Westine. In the backfield, the running backs will be brother Kindler, number 9, 5'8", 160-pound junior Jay Kindler, and number 21, 5'8", 175-pound sophomore Corey Kindler. Now, Garrett Colling is not going to start tonight. He's been banged up a little bit, but Coach Breck says they will see how he goes. They're going to try and maybe run some early plays with him, get him in there. Garrett, a 5'9", 150-pound sophomore. We'll see if we can get some carries out of him tonight. And the quarterback, number 5, 6'2", 160-pound junior, is Max Beeler. The head coach of the Alma Cardinals, Isaac Breck, assisted by Jesus Felix and Chris Mahalik. Alma is 4-0 on the season and ranked number 10 in D1. For Amherst, the center is number 51, 5'11", 190-pound senior Spencer Tramping. At left guard, number 4, 6'1", 215-pound senior Ryan Bristol. At right guard, number 14, 5'8", 180-pound junior Dalton Krasser. The ends, number 2, 5'9", 175-pound junior Logan Luffelholtz. And number 89, 6'6", 185-pound senior Lucas Cassett. The fullback is number 20, 5'9", 170-pound junior Bryce Dibbern. The I-back, number 3, 5'6", 145-pound senior Alec Martin. And the quarterback is number 18, 5'11", 165-pound senior Gavin Kenny. The head coach of the Amherst Broncos is Ron Evans, assisted by Tyler Herman and Joe Radke. They're 3-1 on the season. They did lose on opening night to Franklin and have won 3 straight football games coming into this contest. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank, meaning they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. And we will be back with the start of tonight's football game in just a moment. You are listening to high school football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Alma. The national anthem about ready to be played here, and then we'll be ready to get some football underway. Parents' Night in Amherst, glad you're along with us. And we will be back with more right after this. Time out.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back to Amherst, where we're ready to play a little Friday night football. Glad to have you along with us, Doug Duda and Tony Davis, along with our engineer, Stacy John. Amherst will receive in their home red and white trim, the traveling white and red trim tonight for the Alma Cardinals. And Tony, Coach Isaac Breck's telling us as well that they'll be looking to get off to a quicker start than maybe they have in a couple of games. A little slow start, even though they rolled Bertrand last week. It was a slow start against Franklin. He said really the second quarter seems to be when they get going. Well, tonight they don't even start with the football, so their defense will have to be what gives them a quick start tonight if they are hopeful of getting some points on the board early.
Yeah, Doug, you're right. I fully expect this ball to be shot through the back of the end zone. Watch these kids kick in the wind in pregame. And they were hammering balls. It's a good quality kicking team. You're right, the slow starts have hindered this team. That's something the coaches are a little concerned about. But we'll see later in the season. Should have those things ironed out. We'll see if they can get a little momentum early.
Well, Amherst is going to have to be solid on the ground. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The ball's on the tee. Corey Kindler, the sophomore, is ready to put it in the air. Back deep, Alec Martin for the Amherst Broncos. And Friday night football is underway, and Alec Martin will watch it sail through the end zone. It'll be first and 10 for the Broncos at the 15-yard line. Again, just in case you're driving through central Nebraska or just moved to the area and not familiar with the 8-man game, 80-yard field, it's not quite as wide. A 15-yard line is where they will start. Pretty much all the other rules are the same here. So we're ready to go with our first offensive series for the Amherst Broncos. And splitting out wide to the right will be Alec Martin. As we said, we put the running backs down, but Coach Ron Evans always has a few tricks up his sleeve and always likes to use some different formations. So the only man in the backfield is Bryce Dibbern right now for the quarterback, and that's Gavin Kinney. And Kinney on a draw play gives it to Dibbern over the left side. Nice gain out to the 20-yard line. Good start. 5 yards right up the middle.
Alan Christensen wraps him up and brings him down. Yeah, just a little delay there. Had everybody just fooled for just a second. I think maybe a little trickery out of the gate by Evans.
Yeah, that fullback draw.
Well, I mean, with the way you get him out of the backfield and spread some things out, I think Alan was probably expecting that.
Now they go back to the power eye formation with Kenny, the quarterback, out of a short shot. Got it at the short snap. It bounces. He picks it up. He's going to have to try and make something happen, and he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. Tony, that's not good if you're snapper can only, it's a weird shotgun. He's not in a true shotgun. He's only like a yard behind the center, so that whole thing is a little strange. And then the center had trouble even getting it there. Maybe he thought he was right up underneath it.
Yeah, but you know, Gavin Kinney goes down, and first thing he does is secures the football before he took off running. A lot of times that ball be batted around without him having a chance to recover it.
Third and four, split backs now. Again, they fumble the snap and nowhere to go. Kenny is just smothered up immediately by Jay Kindler, who comes through and drops him behind the line of scrimmage. So after a nice 5.5-yard gain on first down, it's going to be a three and out here, punting into that win. And I know that's not what Coach Evans wanted. Even if they don't score, get a couple of first downs, because you know the wind's going to eat up the punt here, and that's going to be a loss on the play.
Now, Doug, in fairness to the wind tonight, it has went down considerably what it was at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
And so it looks like Alec Martin to do the punting here. And again, it's bounced to him, and a low line drive kick, and it kind of checked up on him and didn't even make midfield. It's going to die at the 34. It is a 16-yard punt. And, Tony, we have seen in the past the trouble with the special teams that Amherst had a couple of years ago. It really just kind of destroyed their entire season with the punting and kicking game. And here we've had four snaps, and three of them haven't even got to the quarterback slash punter. And so they'll have to shore up center exchange right now. Alma wastes no time with the Kindler boys out of the I formation. First and 10 at their own 34. Beeler takes the snap, and he's going to hand it off to the second man through, and not much going on there. I can be safe by just saying Kindler all night long. Corey had this one. He's going to get about a yard down to the 33, second and 9.
Well, Leffel shoots in there and wraps him up almost for nothing. Nobody touched Leffel.
Well, Logan has just continued to grow, getting big, and in his junior season continues to put on a little weight. Out of the power eye formation again. Quarterback Max Beeler, short count, pitch play, trying to go to the left side. Kindler, he lowers his shoulder across the 30 and gets down to the 28. That's going to be a gain of 5. And bring up third down at about 4. In on the tackle for Amherst, Spencer Trampy.
Yeah, good job that time by the Broncos. Just string that play out. They make you want to go lateral. Make sure you get out there and make him turn back to the center of the field. That's exactly what they did.
So, quarterback Beeler, the junior. And again, you still look at this roster. There's going to be a lot of talent still to come for Alma. So this, they hope, is the building block of a great, great few seasons here.
Especially at the skill positions, Doug.
Third down and 4, ball on the near hash. 6 men in the box, they'll hand it off the right side, and Kindler goes nowhere. He's stacked up. Trampy is among the first ones to hit him again, and Corey won't get anywhere, but at this point on the field, Coach Breck probably just trying to see what they could get on third to set up a fourth down play, because it'll be 4th and 4, ball at the Amherst 28-yard line.
Yeah, give that credit to all three of those guys on the defensive front for Amherst, because he was stood up almost immediately and helped arrive.
And again, you've got 220, 260, 200, 210 on that line, led by the center, Charlie Robinson. They'll line up and go for it here. Fourth and a short four. Again, out of the I formation. Hard count. Nobody jumped. Now back to pass Beeler. He's looking for his tight end. Now he'll throw it out into the flat. It's complete, but not for a first down as Jay Kindler is wrapped up after just a two-yard gain. And in on the tackle, Gavin Kenny.
Well, that's a great job by Gavin Kenny, because if had he been able to lunge for a half more, maybe a yard, he would have had that first down. But he wraps him up, drops him in his tracks, and now it's first down and 10 Broncos.
Well, Alma cannot take advantage of the short field starting at their 34 of Amherst. And after the four and out, the ball will be at the 26, and Amherst will get it again. They'll go single wing to the right side. Martin, again, a low snap. They hand it off up the middle to the big fullback, Bryce Dibbard. He's going to knock a couple of guys over as he comes across the 30 and all the way down to the 33-yard line. 8 yards on the play.
Yeah, Trent Wetstein. Chad Wetstein there for the Cardinals. But Wetstein a little bit slow to recover. Kind of read that play a little bit too long. Looked like he had a chance to get him for about a gain of only one. But
looks like they'll say it's a gain of about seven. They marked him down a little early. So it's second down and three out of the shotgun. Kenny, it's a design keeper. He comes over the right side and has the first down across the 35 to the 37. And Trent Christensen among those on the tackle, but he actually drug both Alma Cardinals a couple of extra yards.
Well, Trent Christensen is somebody you're going to hear a lot about, Doug. And you mentioned him when you were introducing him to Charlie Robinson, the middle linebacker for the Cardinals.
So the first down of the ball game, it's 7:35 and counting here in the first quarter of play. We're scoreless, Alma and Amherst in this D1 district battle. And Amherst moves the chains for the first time tonight. They'll go out of the I formation again. A yard, I don't understand what benefit that means. And Kenny's just going to fall forward. We'll have to talk to Coach Evans. I've seen him do a lot of different formations, but I've never seen him do that. Kenny literally is only a yard behind the center for that snap. He'll come forward, get a couple right out to midfield as well. They're marking.
Yeah, it almost just so awkward to get the snap from that distance. They almost let it come just in your midsection like the breadbasket.
I don't know if they use that sometimes as Gavin maybe gets a little bit better ahead of steam if he wants to block, as he will fake the inside handoff and go on the end around to Alec Martin, who is lined up in the wing, and he is going to be brought down short of the original line of scrimmage, and he will lose a yard. It'll be third down and nine. So they line Martin up just about everywhere on the field, Tony. We've seen him spread out wide. We've seen him in the I-back, and a couple of times here we've seen him in that single wing formation.
You know, Doug's something that I learned to know a lot of area coaches are talking about Gavin Kenny, and it's not that they think he's going to be All-State and do all these miraculous things, but he does not make mistakes, and that's what Ron Evans wants out of him.
And out of the true shotgun, quick snap on our first penalty flag of the night, and somebody was in the neutral zone. You've asked a lot of officials questions, Tony, and you did again tonight. Ask them why they continue to call offensive offside some night, would you?
Okay, I'm going to get on that because I don't believe that's a penalty. But
well, you just don't see it at any other level in a 5 yard lining up in the neutral zone on the offense, and that'll make it third down and 14. First penalty of the ball game on either team, and that'll put them in a passing situation. It would look like at their own 34 yard line. Kenny out of the short shotgun. Five-step drop, seven-step drop, trying to set up a screen, nothing there. Now with the wind in his face, he is going to be sacked well behind the line of scrimmage, inside the 20 by Chad Wetstein. He tracked him down. Kenny saw him coming and just couldn't get away from him. A huge loss on the play, all the way back to about the 17. They gave him the full benefit to Tony. That probably should have been marked at about the 21 or 22, but they let Wetstein drag him down, and that's a loss on the play of nearly 16 yards.
Well, it seemed like he had an eternity, but nobody was getting open down the field. Now, that's one of those situations you put your quarterback in when you get that down and distance.
Now it's time to punt it again, and Alec Martin stands at about his own 7. Again, a low snap bounces to him. He gets the kick away with a little air under it. It'll be taken at the 39, and then just hammered by Bryce Dibbern was the return man. And Austin Davis was among those in there, but boy, just hammered on that punt. Nice punt into the wind. Not a ton of yards on, about a 24-yarder's all.
Yeah, that's the old Jace Beam play from the Lafayette their game, except minus a penalty flag.
So a 24-yard punt and a good field possession here for Alma. First and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Pitch play right side. They'll give it to Jay Kindler, and Kindler Doesn't go outside. He cuts it back inside across midfield down to the 38-yard line. He's going to get about four on the play. It'll be second down and six.
Ryan Bristol in on the stop for the Broncos that time. Good job once again. That's a defensive line for Amherst. It's been stubborn here early on.
5:15 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless here at Amherst. Second possession of the ball game for Alma on second and six, middle of the field. Pitch play left side, but again, Kindler doesn't go outside. He cuts it up off the guard, and Martin will bring him down after a two-yard gain to the 36, and it'll be third down and five.
Well, Leffelholtz and Martin were both out there, and it was Martin, I believe, shed that tackle, just got rid of that block to make sure they were both there.
They went to Corey Kindler on the first drive. Now Jay Kindler has carried it twice here on this drive. Third down and five at the Amherst 36-yard line. Scoreless with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. And the quarterback, Max Beeler, he's going to hand it right up the middle and barreling close to the first down and should have it right at the 30-yard line. Nice job by Jay Kindler. He didn't mess around. He went right off his center. Robinson helped him open up a hole there, and he's going to get the five.
Well, you know, coaches talk about happy feet. Well, he got rid of the happy feet that time. That was just straight-ahead flash football. Boom, he was into that hole. That's the best pickup of the night for the Cardinals.
Well, and Alma doesn't take much time in the huddle, so that pretty much guarantees you another run play here on first and 10. Same thing off the right side. Jay Kindler gets a couple before he runs into the defensive wall and is pushed down. Leffelholtz again in on the tackle. Give him a gain of a couple out to the 28, between the 27 and the 28. Going to call it second and seven officially at the 27-yard line.
You know, you got to think just a size advantage up front, that if this game's close late, Alma would certainly think, you would think they would be wearing down the Broncos.
So for the second time, Alma on the march here in this first quarter. And again, I formation, Beeler wants to pass, sends his tight end,
wide
deep,
open.
Throws underneath, complete to the 20, and down to the 17-yard line. The ankle tackle is made for the first down, and hauling it in that time is going to be number 21, Corey Kindler.
Yeah, that was a Tobenheim in on the stop, but Kindler was wide open on the outside. Nobody picked him up. And then if a pass had been thrown a little bit earlier, I think he'd had a chance for a big play on that.
Well, they're so worried about Chad Wettstein. He's run both passing plays, just a fly pattern, and they've tried to throw underneath. First and 10 at the Amherst 16-yard line. Man in motion, and they'll pitch it to him. That's Jay Kindler, and he's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. Actually might lose a yard. There's five Broncos there, Tony.
Yeah.
There's six Broncos there. Kenny and Bristol and a whole host of folks back there. Leffelholtz.
Yeah, the Broncos' defensive line been more like donkeys. They're just stubborn up there tonight.
You've been waiting all week to use that, haven't you? You've been waiting all week. Hey, Jim, don't write them down on a card before the game, okay? 3 minutes to go. First quarter, we're scoreless, but Alma's on the move. Second and 10 at the 16 of Amherst. High formation. Kindler again right up the middle. Pretty good hole, and he is shoestring tackle as he comes across the 15 and the 10. He's going to be marked down at about the 6. Again, they gave him the army crawl for about 3 more yards.
Well, it was Tobenheim that just got a shoe top, and that's all he needed to bring him down. Otherwise, there was nobody back there. And, you know, you see that. There are just so many people up on that defensive front. They're worried about that run game. They're trying to stop that run game.
They're going to bring the chains in and measure it, see if he got the first down, as the ball's just between the 5 of the 6-yard line.
Third down about 2 inches.
Yeah, he will be short. So multiple cracks here for Alma. It'll be third down, and even if they just get a half yard here, then they're going to get 4 more cracks if they need it. Ball at the 6-yard line. Scoreless with 2:51 to go. Amherst has had to punt the ball twice. Alma was stopped on downs. Their first possession, which they took over inside Amherst territory. And now they started at their own 38 and have marched it down to the 6. And outside of that 12-yard pass to Kindler, it has been all on the ground, and every play so far has been to either Jay or Corey Kindler. And again, Garrett Culling has not been in the game, but I guess if they continue to move, they will not bring him in. He injured his ankle in last week's contest, and it was going to be a game-time decision, although Coach Brex did tell me just about a half hour before the game, they expected him to play a little bit in the contest tonight. Now we're ready to go. Third down and a half yard at the Amherst 6-yard line. Power eye formation. B Beeler turns, hands it to his fullback, Kindler, and he's going to come across the five down to the four. Corey takes it that time for a couple, and it'll be first and goal at the four.
There's all eight players for the Broncos. We're in about 3.5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Now, they are compacted, running an I formation there, so it's not like Alma's got people strung all over the field either, but everybody on the defensive side is right up there.
So Alma trying to grind it out on the ground here as the sun sets in Amherst. First and goal just inside the five. Quick snap, Jay Kindler, left side, pretty good hole, and he is going to be brought down inside the one. Tried to stretch the football out there, but had a good hole over that left side, and it'll be second and goal at the one.
Well, leading the way that time was his left guard, Trent Christensen. And any time that big boy gets 4 yards downfield, you know they're going to be in trouble, the defensive line, that is.
Second and goal at the one-yard line. Joe Radke, defensive coach, trying to give him a little encouragement. And as they go with the quick count, we've got flags. And it looks like we're going to have illegal procedure on Alma. They were a little quick trying to go with a quick sneak there and get in the end zone. And
might be lucky that somebody went a little bit early there because I don't know if they ended the football.
So that'll back him up 5 yards on the first penalty of the ball game on Alma. Each team has had that 5-yard penalty. So now, instead of just being able to fall forward, it's going to be second and goal back at the 6-yard line. I formation, fullback Corey Kindler, I back Jay Kindler. Beeler takes it, gives it to Jay off the left side, and he has just stood up. Great job coming through and blowing things up. How about pick number 4, Ryan Bristol for the Broncos?
Yeah, great job that time. He actually had to shed his block, and then boom, right in the hole, he found himself. Nowhere to go. There was quite a stalemate down here.
That's already the 8th carry of the quarter for Jay Kindler for 27 yards. Corey Kindler, 4 carries, 8 yards. And now it's 3rd down and goal at the 6. Scoreless first quarter.
I think you got to throw that pass again. He's been wide open twice.
Beeler out of the I formation again. He will fake the handoff, roll to his right. He might want to run it. Throws back across the middle. Intercepted Amherst. Kenny intercepts it in the end zone as they overthrew the intended receiver, Jay Kindler, at the goal line.
Well, Kenny did a good job of just holding his ground right there. Beeler cannot believe he threw that football. That's just a mistake he wishes he had back.
So they had it second and goal inside the one and come up with nothing. 1:10 to go, first quarter. Amherst and Alma are scoreless, and Amherst will take the ball over, our first turnover of the ball game. And here come the Broncos out of that short shotgun again. Kenny going to put it in his fullback's belly, and across the 20-yard line will be Bryce Dibbern. All those yards that Dibbern get are going to be earned because he's just running between the guards.
Yeah, once again, Charlie Robinson, the one that brings him down, but that's 5 yards right up the middle. You wonder if the Cardinals will start to sneak people up towards the line of scrimmage until Gavin Kenny shows that he can throw the football tonight.
Under a minute, under 40 seconds now to go in the first quarter of play. Second down and 5 after the Dibbern carry. He's got 17 yards on 3 carries. And again, we've got a penalty flag. And, Tony, again, we're just going to have to get after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. We saw this early on in the season. I think Ravenna was called for it 5 times in one game. I have never seen this happen so many times, and it's happened to just about every game we've seen. You watch a lot of games, and you just don't see this, but they're calling Amherst for lining up in the neutral zone, and they don't throw the flag to the ball snap. So if your lineman's lined up in the neutral zone, he can't get up and move. And a 5-yard penalty will negate the 5-yard run, second down and 10. 25 seconds to go. And out of the shotgun, they'll hand it to Dibbern again. And off the left side, he's trying to keep the legs churning. Still hasn't been brought down. Now he's buckled back over at about the 18. Let's see if they give him any more than that. It's going to be a gain of about 3 and bring up 3rd down and 7. And that'll be the final play of the first quarter. And it moved right along, most of it on the ground, but a key turnover in the end zone. Just a minute ago, Gavin Kenny with the interception, and these two teams that have put up points this year have been held scoreless in the first quarter. Parents Night at Amherst. It's the Broncos nothing, the Alma Cardinals nothing. We'll be back with more high school football in a minute on KKPR.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer. Wishing all high school athletes the best of luck this year. Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer. The technology you need, the relationship you want.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis back with you here as we all play a little bit on the far side of the field. Tony, we're going to play on the north side of the field. We had one play on the north side of the field in the first quarter. And right now, Amherst will start there, 3rd and 7 at their own 18-yard line, a scoreless first quarter, and it's Bronco football. They'll go shotgun with Martin to the right, fake the handoff, and Kenny wants to keep it. He's just going to simply run it over the right side, and he gets across the 20, but will be brought down. He fights for extra yards. One thing we're seeing, Amherst is getting an extra yard or two when they're hit. Alma is not. The tackle is going to be made by Robinson. And they'll give him a gain of about 5. It'll be 4th down and 2, but a punting situation now with the wind at their back.
Well, the problem with the tackle that Charlie Robinson just made is he tried to tackle Kenny about the shoulder pad. You're going to have to stay much lower than that. He would have dropped him for a much, much less of a gain.
Alec Martin to boot it away. Jay Kindler is going to go back to field it. Lights quite haven't taken over yet. Kind of dark out there on the field as the punt is away. Nice high spiral kick. It'll be taken at the 28-yard line with a fair catch. So about a 30-yard punt, 29-yard punt, no return. 1st and 10.
Yeah, good job that time of making the fair catch, securing the football, and now get your offense back out there. They get all the confidence in the world in this Beeler kid. That interception is not going to affect him. We'll see if they can still throw that football into this wind. It continues to go down here tonight, I think, Doug.
Well, we have not seen Amherst to complete a pass. They tried to pass it once and got a 17-yard sack. Toss sweep right side. Kindler cuts it back, makes a man miss. 30, 35, 40 into Amherst territory. And that's not Kindler. They brought in Garrett Colling. And there you go. He felt okay. Colling's first carry of the night is the biggest offensive play of the night. He'll take it all the way down to the 37-yard line.
Well, Spencer Trampy's the one that ran him down. Had a good angle that time. Otherwise, he'd have been gone.
So a 15-yard gain for Garrett Colling, nursing that ankle injury, and they brought him in there at the I-back with Jay Kindler now the fullback. They'll send him in motion now and hand it to the fullback Kindler, and he will pop across the 35, quick hitter to the 32-yard line. Ankle tackle made that time by Bryce Dibber.
Yeah, you know, those quick hitters for both teams seem to get the majority of the yards tonight. The stuff that's been strung out to the outside, almost nothing doing it.
Jay Kindler unofficially now 32 yards for Amherst, 20 yards for Bryce Dibbern. They lost 17 yards on their 16 on the one sack, and that was about three-fourths of their offense in the first quarter. Now Beeler has them 2nd and 5 at the Amherst 32. We're scoreless. Toss sweep calling left side. Oh, and he is just crushed. After he got a yard, somebody just launched themselves.
Well, that'd be Dibbern.
Dibbern was in there. Luffelholtz was in there. And not much on that play. Maybe a yard. We'll give him a yard. It's 3rd and 4. Colling hit hard.
Well, we'll see if Colling, you know, they tried that to work the first time. It didn't work. They tried to go the same play back to the left side. It didn't work that time. Now you're back. You got one of those throwing downs.
All 8 men in the box right here. They'll hand it off on the right side, and they guessed right. Kindler doesn't go anywhere. Amherst had all 8 men in the box, Tony. All 8.
Doug, that's the old Frank Solich play. Frank, they got 13 people on the field, and they're all between the tackles. You can't run a fullback trap.
It did not work that time, and let's see if Elma will actually punt for the first time tonight. Beeler runs in. It doesn't look like they will. The ball is at the Amherst 36-yard line.
Well, you just got too many people, but you can't block them, and there's nothing that offensive line can do.
Well, if you blow up one time, though, make one hole, it's a touchdown. They're going to go for it, 4th and 4. Toss sweep right side. Colling tries to get to the corner. Here's a penalty flag. He doesn't make it, and it looks like the flag is going to be on Alma anyway. It looks like the man to the outside there, the lead blocker, going to get called for a hold. And that's exactly the call, and Amherst will decline it, and they'll get the football. I would assume, unless they wanted to punt it into the wind.
I don't know why you would do that, but I think Gavin Kinney said, yeah, we'll just take the football.
Coach Evans is right there. He says, nope, we'll take the football. And so Colling got about a yard and a half and turns the ball over for the second time tonight on downs. Alma's had it twice. They've turned it over on downs twice and were intercepted in the end zone. So with 9:08 to go second quarter, it's still scoreless, and Amherst will have the ball at their own 30.
Looked like Colling maybe had a hold of the inside and decided to bounce it outside where there's a bunch of red jerseys.
Amherst and Dibbern will take it up the middle, and he'll get a penalty flag. So now the laundry's starting to fall. Looks like they're going to catch maybe the center the right guard for a hold as Dibbern came shooting up there, and he got a little rolled up. Uh-oh. Maybe his ankle or his wrist. Hand, Monty got stepped on something there. He's reaching for his left hand or wrist. And this will negate the play anyway. But in the first quarter, Amherst had two penalties for 10 yards, both offensive linemen lining up in the neutral zone. And for Alma, one penalty for 5 yards, and that was a costly one because it was procedure, second and goal at the one. So this will be a hold on Amherst, the first major penalty of the ball game, and back him up 10 yards. Should mark the ball right around the 21-yard line, 20-yard line. They're looking for discussion on where the ball should be, and it will be on the 20. So it'll be first down and 20 now for Amherst. We'll give you a score update, our first look at the Valentino scoreboard in just a moment. Amherst is actually going to send big Lucas Cassett out wide to the right. 6'6", big target. Back to pass. Dibbern looking, hit as he throws, lost it up. It's underthrown, and is still caught for a first down. Caught right at the first down marker by Alec Martin. Martin came back and caught the underthrown ball and was planted immediately by Kindler. But that's going to be a 21-yard reception, the first pass play of the night that works out at a completion for the Broncos.
Well, Jake Kindler got totally turned around. I just kind of lost track of where he was. The completion was made, but it was too late. Never looked back and found the football. The ball just hung up in the air.
Second first down of the ball game for Amherst. The ball will be marked right at midfield. Man in motion, toss sweep, maybe there's going to be a penalty flag. Martin comes to the left side, doesn't matter what he does, it's coming back. It was a nice run for 33, but for some reason, Bryce Dibbern wasn't really set. He was kind of dancing in the backfield, and the referee was right there, illegal shift, because he actually was coming towards the line of scrimmage.
He was trying, he just had to get on that lead block. He wanted to get a step and a half or too fast out there, and said, no, you can't do that, Bryce.
Well, our first look at the Valentino scoreboard tonight in the first quarter of play. Axtell 13, Silver Lake 8, Maxwell and Medicine Valley are tied at 8. Adams Central leads Columbus Lakeview 7-0. Chadron 32, Cozad nothing in the second. And Southwest scoring first over Kearney Catholic 8-0. You can hear that game on KXPN, ESPN 1460, and KKPR.com. Don't forget, Kearney High starts late tonight at 8. We'll update you on that when they get going. Here's the toss sweep to Alec Martin, looking for some running room around the right side. He gets strung out, and he's brought down after a couple of yard gain by Kai Wolf out there.
You know, Doug, Kai Wolf is a 280-pound sophomore. Okay, there's teams out here that have 280-pound sophomores, and, you know, you chuckle because they're chubby little kids. Kai Wolf's not one of those chubby little kids. He's a man out there, and it will only continue to get better.
So it is second down, and call it 13 yards to go here for the Broncos. They'll go with the single wing, and Martin is that to the right side. Out of the shotgun, they'll hand it to Dibbern. Dibbern tries his luck over the left side and gets a couple of yards out to the 39-yard line, where it will be third and 11.
You know, three Cardinals there. There's three white jerseys. These guys are really starting to sell out for the run, too, which may open up the passing game if Kenny can complete them downfield.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Alma. 7 minutes to go. First half, we're scoreless. And, Tony, I'm shocked. I would have never thought we would be scoreless this deep into the ball game. Alma has had chances, too.
Yeah, they really have. Penalties killed them, and then the interception down there in the end zone.
Now third and 11 at their own 39-yard line. Out of the shotgun formation again, true shotgun, low snap. Dibbern on the fake end around. He's hit, got away from one man, but it's not going to be enough to get the first down as Robinson wraps him up after a gain of only a couple. They fake the end around, and Alma didn't bite, so it'll be fourth down and 9 at the Cardinal 39.
You know, had they handed the ball off on the reverse, it was blown up, too. They did a pretty good job of staying home that time. Two guys over on this side of the field with an opportunity to bring him down.
Alma's defense has been very solid all night long. They let the 20-yard underthrown pass beat him there earlier in this drive. But for the fourth time tonight, the Broncos are going to have to punt it. Alec Martin will do so. Ball spotted at their own, or at the 39 of Alma. And another penalty flag.
Well, somebody up front, either the right guard or right end that time, I believe, moved a little bit too quick. They'll back them up 5 yards, and we'll do it again from 4th and 14.
That's three penalties on this drive for the Amherst Broncos, and that's not anything that Coach Ron Evans and his crew wants to see at this point. 6:10 to go, scoreless first half here on KKPR Classic Hits, 98.9. It is a 4th and 14 at their own 36-yard line now. And again, Martin stands at his 25 to receive the kick, and another penalty flag.
Well, now they're going to call. It's the same official calling the offsides. He's called it all three times.
Only
oh, now he's just called it on the defense. So they're going to give him the 5 yards back.
So it'll be 4th down and 9. We had motion on Amherst. Then we had offsides on Alma.
Blind
to anticipate that snap, maybe get in there and block the punt, especially
yeah.
when you got 5 yards you can gamble with there. So for the third time, Martin awaits the snap here. This one actually gets to him, and he'll get the kick away. When it is back, it's an end-over-end kick. He kicks it away from the return man. It's a nice punt inside the 10. The 5, get on it to the 1. That baby's going to die between the 1 and the 2-yard line. Let's mark him down for a 38-yard punt, and Alma will be in the shadow of their own goal line. 1st and 10 at their own 1, Tony.
Yeah, Lavelle's right down there. There are three red jerseys running with that football, but Lavelle saved it from going in the end zone. Great punt, and that's a field position we talked about before the game, Doug. If you can pin them, use that win and pin them down here and get the ball back, you might be in business.
Hastings St. Cecilia 6-0 over Donovan Trumbull in the first quarter. Fremont a 7-0 lead over Grand Island. Lincoln North Star 7-0 over Lincoln North Star, or over North Platte. Handoff over the left side, stood up at the line of scrimmage, and a nice tackle made for no gain. Colling had it, and Leffelholz, it looks like, Tony, was the man that came shooting through there.
Well, it was Leffelholz, and Colling is down, Doug, and looks to be that same ankle, and it looks like he's in some serious pain.
Well, he got stood up, Tony, and kind of got bent over backwards, and with a sore ankle with nothing to plant, if he goes over backwards, he's going to be in trouble, and I think that's exactly what happened there, and he's going to come out, and they were using Jay and Corey Kindler. Colling didn't even play a snap in the first quarter, and his teammates helping him off the field, but we won't see him probably the rest of this half, especially down to 5.5 to go here.
Well, Kindler helps him all the way to the sideline. They're saying, wait a minute, we need you out there.
4 carries, 18 yards. Colling got 15 on the first carry of the second quarter, and Amherst bottled him up. But again, they are daring Alma to throw the football here. They've got the 3-down linemen, but they're bringing 3-4 guys in, and those linebackers are just destroying the running game. Again, at their own 1, 2nd down and 10. Beeler hands it to his fullback, gets a little breathing room. He'll take it out to the 5-yard line.
Yeah, good quick hitter that time. Found a little bit of a seam. I don't know, maybe from up here the holes are, it looked like if he goes to the outside, maybe had a little bit of running room, a little bit more.
Well, Jay gets 4 yards on the play, but again, Tony, you talked about it. Alma's bigger up front. That's where the hole should be, and very rarely have they tried to take it to the outside because that's where you've got Martin. That's where you've got Tobenheim. That's where you've got Leffelholz, where the speed is supposed to be an advantage. So let's see what Alma tries to do here. 3rd and 6 at their own 5-yard line. Beeler, long count. He's going to take the handoff to his fullback again. He'll crash out to the 10. Again, the quick hitter takes about a half second, and he's going to be just short of the first down. It'll be 4th and 1 as Jay gets a 4 more.
See, Doug, that time J.C. Nelson, he's a left guard on the play, and he's 4 yards down the field, blowing that hole open for him.
I'd be a little surprised here if they don't take a timeout. Beeler, though, comes over to the sideline, so maybe they will punt. They have to feel, Alma, that they could get that yard, and punting into the wind, who knows what's going to happen, but 4th and 1 at your own 10, you just can't afford to be second-guessed, and they will drop Corey Kindler back to punt the ball. We'll see if they actually do it. 2 blocking backs, and we've got whistles, and I believe we will finally get that timeout. It's our first timeout of the first half. It'll be taken by the Alma Cardinals with 3:47 to go in the first half. Alma nothing, Amherst nothing. It'll be Cardinal ball, 4th and 1 at their own 10. We come back.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to high school football here on KKPR. At the end of the first, on our Valentino scoreboard, Southwest 8, Kearney Catholic nothing, Adams Central 14, Columbus Lakeview nothing. That is in the second quarter of play. Maxwell 16, Medicine Valley 8 at the end of the first. Gehring leading McCook 14-0 in the second quarter. Here it's scoreless, 3:47 to go, first quarter, 4th and 1. Alma at their own 10. They will punt it. And Kimmer has it blocked. It's blocked. Casson got it. The big 6'6 fella came through and put that paw about 20 feet in the air. And it made a reverberating sound all the way up here. And now Alma's going, why didn't we go for it?
Well,
the disaster happens right there. And Amherst will have it first and goal at the 8.
You know, Casson, it's not like he laid out. He just stuck his big left paw up in the ground. And he can't feel his hand and probably won't until halftime. It smashed his hand and straight in the ground it went.
So a huge opportunity here for Amherst. It'll be at the Alma 8-yard line. And they'll keep it in the hands of Gavin Kenny off the left side. He'll get it down to the 5, second and goal.
Val Kindler, number 14, Alan Christensen in on a stop for the Cardinals that time. But Kenny, that's just a quick snap and straight ahead he goes.
Lucas Cassett with the block punt. And Amherst trying to get the momentum here before halftime. Second and goal at the 5. Short shotgun for Gavin Kenny. He will give it off to his man, Dimmert, and Dimmert is stacked up for a half-yard loss on the play. So Alma says, not so fast, shooting through there, among others, Jay Kindler.
Yeah, also in the list, I believe that was Ty Wolf, number 92, right from that nose guard position, Doug introduced himself.
2:55 to go here in the first half. Third down and 6. Third and goal at the 6. Scoreless game for Amherst. Martin split out wide to the right. Cass at the tight end to the right side. Out of the shotgun. Rolling right. Kenny throws it into the end zone. Martin's open, but he overthrew him.
Yeah, Kenny just put a little bit, got a little hot going in there. Just threw the ball too hard. Wishes he had that one back. And now the Amherst going to attempt a field goal here. Something you don't see in the 8-man game a whole lot.
Yeah, and let's be honest. That's the first just true pass play. Kenny lofted up that one completion tonight, and he's been sacked on the only other pass call. Alec Martin lines up for what will be a 23-yard field goal attempt. Good snap placements down. The kick is away. It's long enough, and it is good. Well, give credit to Alma. They had a punt block inside their own 10, and they only give up 3 points. With 2:34 to go in the first half, Amherst strikes first on the 23-yard Alec Martin field goal. The Broncos 3, the Alma Cardinals nothing. We're back with more high school football on Classic Hits after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Welcome back to high school football here on KKPR-FM. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis after the Alec Martin 23-yard field goal. We came back. Charles Casson blocks that punt on 4th and 1. Amherst gets the ball at the Alma 8, but after a run to the 5 and then a loss of a yard and an incomplete pass, it was up to Alec Martin to boot that one through from 23 yards. Amherst 3, Alma nothing, 2:34 to go here in the first quarter. And Tony, kind of funny, the flag's actually almost limp out there, not moving at all. The wind is definitely down, but again, setting this shelter belt, it's not quite as windy for these football teams. It'll be first down on 10, hopefully, for Alma after the kick is made. Martin mishit that one, and it's going to squib out of bounds. to start the game. He booted it. Alma booted it through the end zone. Amherst first kickoff, and they just missed it. That looked like a top spinning out of here, and it goes out way at 25. Alma would get okay field position here. You always, in the eight-man or six-man game, want to have a chance to return a kick, but I think if you're Alma here, you just take it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what you do. Can't beat that field position. Martin kicks it off again, and might as well go into the end zone. It has as good a chance anyway to go into the end zone. He just totally missed that ball.
So by kicking it out of bounds, it will be placed at the 25-yard line. Alma has timeouts remaining, first and 10 at their own 25, trailing 3-0. Power eye, they haven't buried that hardly at all. And again, they'll hand it off to Kindler, and nowhere to go for Corey. He's stacked up before he can even get to the 20, tackled forward by Leffelholtz. He's having a great game so far, is Logan Leffelholtz.
Just going to say, Doug, he's in on everything. He's flying all over the place.
Well, you got to give credit. Again, if you're Alma, you've got to figure out a way to get those backers off of your running backs, because it's not necessarily the offensive linemen that are blowing things up or the defensive linemen that are blowing things up for Amherst. It's linebackers in the corners. Second and 10. Now Beeler wants to throw. Has time. Throws underneath. It's complete. His big tight end. And that is Chad Wettstein across the 30, down to the 33. It's not enough for a first down, but it's a solid 8 yards, and it'll be third and 2. Very manageable here for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Doug, you got a third and manageable, like you said. But that's a very well-thrown ball. They picked up DeBurn coming in on a blitz that time. Good job. Just had a pocket set up around him, and he fired the ball.
1:30 to go here before half. Hand it to the fullback, and they're not going to get the first down, I don't think. He did squeak through the bottom of that pile a little bit, did Kindler. And he got a pretty decent spot. Jay was hit, but he was at the bottom of the pile, and he is going to be short because they know the ball was spotted at the 25. And, I mean, even if they brought the chains out, it would be the nose of the football here. So Kindler gets one. And Alma looks like they're going to go for it, although they're late coming out of the huddle here. They may burn their second time out. Fourth and a couple inches, but they're at their own 34-yard line as the clock comes down to the one-minute mark, and that's what they're going to do, it looks like, is call timeout. They're going to use as much time as they can. If they're going to punt, they're using as much time as they can before they punt. Alma will call timeout, 57 seconds to go here in the first half.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they want to take all that time off the clock. Then they'll punt the ball away, and I doubt Amherst will try and do anything too fancy. It's been a real defensive chess match so far tonight. I'm not sure. We'll talk about it a little bit more at halftime, but who's got the advantage right now?
Yeah, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up here on KKPR. Right now, it's time for a Valentino's score update. Home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Carry out and delivery is available. Here's what we've got for you. Lincoln North Star 14, North Platte nothing in the second. Gehring 21, McCook nothing in the second. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, and Donovan Trumbull nothing in the second quarter of play. Also, Ansley 20, SEM nothing in the first quarter of play, and a Bloomfield leading O'Neill St. Mary's 30-0. If you've got a score you'd like to add, we'd love to have them for our halftime report. Again, the Valentino's hotline number, 308-646-0506. You can call, leave a voicemail, or you can text, and it will both be forwarded to our video or our venue at all of the games we're doing on air. 308-646-0506. Alma's going to go for it. Fourth and inches at their own 34-yard line. Quarterback sneak. Beeler shoved forward by his running back. Let's see where they mark it. Amherst thinks they've stopped him. This is all going to be on the spot.
What a terrible spot.
No, it's not. They stopped him. Tony, that's the thing here. That's the thing here. You think he had the first down. You think he had the first down,
oh,
okay?
Okay,
you
no,
think
no
he had the
doubt
first
about
down.
It. He was well. Wait a
Tony, they've just remarked the ball on the line. If that ball is touching the line, it is a first down. If that ball is touching the line like it is right now, it's a first down. I can't believe the official just moved the football. Amherst is going to get the ball with the ball past the first down marker. So with 53 seconds to go, if I'm out, I'm going nuts over there. Out of the shotgun, the ball's fumbled, but Kenny has it. Over the middle, the ball is complete to Cassidy again. Inside the 25, brought down at the 21. Amherst wants to get lined up. They've got all their timeouts remaining. They'll take it from the 35 to the 21. That's a 14-yard pass completion and a first down.
Well, another big target over the middle. That's one luxury both of these teams has.
again out of the shotgun, but with both running backs behind him. And Gavin Kenny, again a low snap and penalty flags. And these penalty flags, I assume, would indicate a false start on Amherst. And that is the case. Quickly getting back to that play, Tony, it was a quarterback sneak. Beeler was stood up.
Yeah.
His I-back Kindler came and shoved him in the back to try and get the first down, which is illegal. But they didn't flag that.
Well, you don't ever forget that flag.
But where they marked the ball, it was easy. It started on the 25 because the kickoff went out of bounds. It was short. They remarked it when Amherst took over, and they marked it on the line. Back to pass now. Throwing for the end zone. Cassin is open, but he cannot get to it. Overthrown, the 6'6", big fella, senior, stretched out at the goal line and still couldn't get it as he had gotten by both defensive backs that time in Kindler and Christensen. And it'll bring up second down and 15 at the 25.
Yeah, you got to think if you're running a foot race that both Kindler and Christensen would have a step or two on Cassin, but he got behind them that time.
30 seconds to go in half. Back to pass. Kenny fakes left. Throws over the middle, and it is incomplete, trying to get it to Alec Martin. Again, Kindler, Jays all over the place. And Amherst is going to burn their first time out. Tony, right here, you're in a situation. Now you want to make sure maybe you can get in field goal range again for Alec Martin, who has the only points of the game. 26 seconds to go in the first half. Amherst 3, Alma nothing. We'll be back with more football right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our engineer, Stacy Johns, with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The last 2 minutes and 30 seconds has taken about 17 actual minutes here. We were buzzing along this first half. Now we're down to 26 seconds to go in the half. It is 3rd and 15, Amherst at the Alma 27-yard line. And the snap to Kenny, trying to set up something deep. He's going to go to Cassin again, who's open. Touchdown! The same play they ran on first down, they ran again and again. Cassin got behind him. A 27-yard touchdown completion for our first touchdown of the ball game, and the Broncos are up 9-0. Lucas Cassin hauls it in. Very well-thrown ball from Gavin Kenny.
That was all Gavin Kenny could do. He threw it as hard as he could, and I don't know what Christensen and Davis were doing down there. They cannot let the guy at 6'6" get behind him. That's an easy pitch and catch.
Extra point low. They run fire. Kenny comes to the right side. He's going to sprint to the pylon, and he'll get in for the two-point conversion. I don't know if it was designed. The snap was a little low, but Kenny looked like he was going to go the whole way. So with 20
seconds. They've been low all night, Doug.
Yeah, every snap's been low. 20 seconds to go here in the first half of play. We were scoreless until the 2:34 mark. Now a field goal and a 27-yard touchdown pass and two-point conversion. It's Amherst 11, Alma nothing. We'll have the kickoff after this.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
And welcome back to high school football. All the activity has happened here in the last, 3 minutes of game time, and it's 11-0 in favor of the Amherst Broncos leading the Alma Cardinals. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Keep it here on KKPR. We'll give you the first half stats. We'll take a look at the scores from around the area and more. Right now, the kickoff, 20 seconds to go. This one Martin gets a hold of, and it will be fumbled into the end zone. Kindler got a hand on it about the 2, but as he was backpedaling, it went into the end zone. So a touchback here, and Alma doesn't want to do anything crazy. They just got one timeout, their own 15, run the ball and get to the halftime locker room, I would assume.
Yeah, I would think that would be the goal right now, to say, hey, guys, we've been in this ball game all along here. Forget the last 3 minutes. We start over in the third quarter. Let's down it and get to halftime.
So out of the I formation, Beeler takes the snap, gives it to Kittler. Jay off the left side. He's going to get to the 20 and out to the 21-yard line. And no indication of a timeout, so that's going to be the final play here of the first half. Parents' night at Amherst High School, and a whole lot of ground game for the Alma Cardinals, but not enough to get to the end zone. The key play probably of this football game was that Alma had it second and goal at the 1, a 5-yard false start penalty. So on second and goal at the 6, they ran it off the left side, got nothing. And then on third down, an interception in the end zone by Gavin Kinney. And that turned it around, eventually led to a blocked punt inside the 10. Alec Martin hit the 23-yard field goal. And then turning it around and moving right down the field with only about a minute, in fact, with 57 seconds left in the first half, that's when Amherst took it over. And a 27-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Gavin Kinney to Lucas Casson. The two-point conversion was added. And at halftime, it's Amherst 11 and Alma nothing. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in 1 minute on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activities. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to high school football here on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. KKPR, Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, our game of the week. We are at halftime, and it is Amherst 11 and Alma nothing. Tony, all the scoring coming here in the last 2.5 minutes of the first half, but what a ball game we've had here. Alma has had their opportunities to go ahead and get in the end zone, but they haven't done it. Josh Jeldon, they just haven't done it. They haven't done it yet. But Alma trying to go to 5-0 on the season, and they have been shut out for the first time in the first half this year. Coach Frex told us they had gotten off to slow starts, but none slower than this one.
Well, it's been a defensive battle all night long, and you never expected that coming in. You saw the points both of these teams have put up even after the slow start. They fall behind to Franklin, 16-0. Then they rattle off, what, 64 points? After that, you expect these teams to be going up and down this field. And it's been a chess match so far, and I'm not sure who's, if you had to favor one team in the second half, I'm not sure who you'd favor.
Josh Sheldon from NTV here. Want to let you know, don't forget to join us. Oh, yeah, I said us. Special co-host with Josh Sheldon tonight, NTV Sports Extra at 10:30, 10:35, right after the newscast. I'll be joining Josh if everything goes right, and we'll be bringing you all the highlights not only of this game, but of all the other great games around the area, volleyball, football, and more tonight on NTV. So hopefully you can join us for that. And, of course, after our game, the Midway Chevrolet Scoreboard Show right here on KKPR, getting underway around 9:45 with all of the scores, coach interviews, catching with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, and a whole lot more. But right now it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, it is Amherst 11 and Alma nothing. We'll be back with more after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you.
Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the scores we have for you on the Valentino's Hotline. KKPR delivers the score just as Valentino delivers in the Kearney area. Give them a call tonight for all of your... pizza. Wait a minute. I had Val's for lunch today. So good. So good. Here's some score updates for you. Gothenburg, 7. Broken Bow, nothing. And apparently that is still in the second quarter of play. Adams Central, 20. Columbus Lakeview, nothing in the second quarter. Lexington, 7. Sydney, nothing in the second quarter. And, Tony, that would be a little bit of a surprise. Sydney would be favored because of the injuries to Lexington. Lexington would be favored if they're healthy. Lexington, 7, nothing right now.
You've got the Tinglehoff kid at quarterback all out for the season with an ACL injury. Yeah, you certainly look at that and you go, well, now Sydney's favored. But good work by Phil Truax once again.
How about this score? In the second quarter, the number one team in D1, Axtell, is trailing at Silver Lake 22-13. Hastings, and that game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Other scores, it is Hastings St. Cecilia leading Donovan Trumbull at the half by a score of 21-0. That game is on ESPN 1550. Southwest 16, Kearney Catholic nothing in the second quarter. That's on ESPN 1460. Maxwell 28, Medicine Valley 14. That game is in the second quarter as well.
But things high in New York, the 20-6 there. So Coach Rebarger looking for his first win of the year, and it looks like they could get that one over the Dukes.
So, again, if you've got a score that you would like to pass along to us, we'd love to hear from you. All you have to do is text or give us a voicemail, 308-646-0506, 646-0506, and we will pass along the scores right here on KKPR. Lincoln North Star leading North Platte 16-0 in the second quarter of play. We'll take another break. Be back with more after this.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Age 50 or older? Is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
We're back from Amherst, 7 minutes remaining here at the half, where Amherst is taking an 11-0 lead over the Alma Cardinals. Pretty big shock, not that it's 11-0 and they get an 11-point lead, but that's the only point score in the first half. Doug, I think that's got to be one of the big shocks of the night. You look at some of the other scores. Gehring looks to be dominating McCook. Not the same McCook Bison team you're used to seeing, but the margin of victory. And you know, Gehring and that 220-pound running back was going to give some people some trouble this year, but you did not expect to see that. I think that's a big shock.
Also, one other score. They're nearing half, but Ravenna jumped out on High Plains 20-0 in the first quarter of play. Now, Tony, during the break, you've had an opportunity to go talk to the officiating crew, get some rule interpretation here. Have you been satisfied? Have you found out what you needed to know?
Well, you know what? I know these guys are trying hard, and really, when I look at this crew, that's all you could ask of them, because You know, we've had a missed spot. In my opinion, is a missed spot. He categorically denies that, but having some fun with the guys wearing the stripes tonight, and always great to see them.
Well, let's take a look at what else is going on this weekend with the Huskers off. It's a great opportunity to go see the Lopers tomorrow. UNK is going to take on a Colorado State Pueblo team, in which, kind of like this game, Tony, we just don't know. Colorado State Pueblo hadn't played football for 30 years. They started varsity again last year. This year, they're already 3-2. They've beaten Chadron State the week before they came in, and the Lopers beat them. They beat Chadron by 11. Lopers beat them by 5. They're 3-2. They come in tomorrow for a 1 o'clock kickoff. UNK historically has tripped up one game, not Chadron, but one game somewhere along the way, and the Lopers don't want it to be tomorrow at home against Pueblo, because after that, even though they got to go on the road way out there to Western New Mexico and Highlands and those places, those are winnable games for the Lopers. Tomorrow could be a true test. Coach Daryl Morris says they're at Jekyll and Hyde. They played great against Colorado or against Chadron State. Then last week, maybe not so much.
Well, Pueblo is one of those teams, Doug, that didn't play football for a long, long time. But they've got a little money in the coffers to play football. The scholarship limits are up there more than UNK teams got. That's why they're competitive so early. This is a scary team, and talking to some of the coaches this week, they know it's a scary game. They've got the full attention of the Lopers, and hopefully with the home field, they'll be able to win this ballgame tomorrow.
Hastings College is on the road tomorrow at Dort, 1 o'clock, 12:30 a.m. KJS, and this should be a win. Again, Dort, also a program that's just getting started, and they're playing good for just being a couple years in, but should be an easy win for Hastings tomorrow. We will find out. Plenty of high school football going on tonight. We keep you up to date on the Valentino scoreboard. Here it is, Amherst 11 and Alma nothing. The Cardinals trying to go to 5-0 on the season, while Amherst is trying to get to 4-1 on the season. I want to remind you, right here on KKPR, more volleyball coming your way on Tuesday. The annual quad, Ravenna, Shelton, Wood River, Minden. There's always some great teams. Kind of hard to believe that for the first time in a long time, Ravenna, who is hosting this, is going to go in as the weakest of the four teams. They will play Shelton at 4:15, and then Minden will be taking on Wood River at 5:30. Both of those teams could be and should be rated when the new rankings come out on Tuesday. Minden's like 17-3
already
on the season. Yeah, they played their 20th match and saw them earlier this week.
Well, you say already, but it's district. It's already time for some.
They played 20, and last night Pleasanton played their 11th and 12th. So, I mean, there's a lot of disparity in there, and not just because of the classes. I mean, you can see it everywhere. There's a lot, but 20 is a bunch for a minute, and they got quite a few to go. So that's coming up Tuesday. Next Thursday would be October 8th. I'm going to go ahead and watch the Husker game because we got to do that Doug and Daddy show the next day. Obviously, I'm going to have to know what I'm talking about, like every day.
Yeah, it should be a good one in Columbia, 8 o'clock go time. So, for fans that, you know, get used to that 6:30, 7 o'clock slot time on ESPN, no, it is an 8 o'clock central time start zone for that one.
Because I'm sure there's something important going on at 6 or 6:30. Don't forget that game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, one week away Thursday.
You were visiting about the volleyball a little bit. Just a reminder, Lopers are in town the next two nights.
Yeah, they're playing right now, and then they will be home again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Hastings College is also home tomorrow. A 3 o'clock game, their only match of the week. Huskers, they don't play this weekend. They'll be back home against Kansas on Wednesday, and you can hear Husker volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm Hockey begins tomorrow night, and you can hear it right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. They head to Omaha to take on the Lancers. Former coach Bliss Whittler goes against new first-year coach Drew Shinnick and the whole new-looking Storm. Only four players, and basically, Tony, those are the only four people that have anything to do with the Storm this year that were with the organization last year. Our pregame at 6:50, puck drop tomorrow night at 7:05, right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com.
Yeah, that's something new that's happening here on the Classic Hits. 98.9 is, you got 31 games. The other 31 are on the college station. So you're going to get to hear all the Storm games if you're a big Storm fan out there and have not heard that announcement.
We'll take a break on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Look at your first half stats. It's Amherst 11, Alma nothing at the half. We'll be right back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer, wishing all high school athletes the best of luck this year. Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer, the technology you need, the relationship you want.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half statistics here on KKPR. a nice story here in between. You know, sometimes I always kidded my mentor, Walt Smith, about this, but when you have more than one kid in the family, as we always see, I remember when the Mr. Casson blocked the punt, I said Charles, immediately tried to go with Lucas. Chuck, nice to see that you're listening to the ball game on the way over today. So Lucas with the block punt and the touchdown tonight. But let's take a look at the numbers for Alma. Jay Kindler, 14 carries for 48 yards. Garrett Cullen didn't play in the first quarter, came in early in the second quarter, 4 carries for 18 yards, then got that ankle bunged up again, and I don't know if we'll see him back in the game. Corey Kindler, 5 carries for 8 yards. So 23 rushing attempts for 74 yards. Through the air, quarterback Max Beeler is a 3 for 4. In fact, he's the old-fashioned 4 for 4, 3 to his team, 1 to the other. 3 for 4, no touchdowns, 1 interception for 22 yards. 22 through the air, 74 on the ground, 96 yards in the first half for Alma, 3 first downs. They did not punt it at all. They had the 1 turnover on the interception in the end zone, 2 penalties for 10 yards. For the Amherst Broncos, Alex Martin, 2 carries for 1 yard. Bryce Dibbern, 6 carries for 21 yards. Quarterback Gavin Kenny, 7 carries, 1 yard, but he lost 16 yards on the only sack of the ball game, so he hasn't just been falling down, but that one play really, really hurt him. And then a team fumble there for negative 3. 16 rushing plays, 20 yards in the first half for Amherst. Through the air, Gavin Kenny, 3 for 6. No interceptions, 1 touchdown, 62 yards. 62 through the air, 20 on the ground, 82 yards of offense for Amherst. 4 first downs. They punted the ball 4 times for an average of about 28 yards. They did have 6 penalties, though, for 35 yards. Scoreless first quarter. The big play was Gavin Kenny getting the interception in the end zone for the touchback with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. And then after Lucas Casson blocked the punt, it set up the ball at the 8-yard line. But they were held to a 23-yard field goal by Alec Martin. 2:34 to go in the half, 3-0. Then after Alma three and out, a 27-yard pass play from Bryce Dibbern to Lucas Casson with 20 seconds to go. Dibbern ran it in for 2, and that made the score 11-0, and that's where we are here at the half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on KKPR.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Doug Guda, Tony Davis, and our engineer Stacy Johns on KKPR-FM, Kearney Amherst and Alma. Amherst took the ball to start the ball game, so they will kick it off here. Again, the wind not nearly as severe as it was at the beginning of the ball game, but it will be Alma going into the wind about 5 to 10 mile an hour. Again, we're in a shelter belt here, so that helps a little bit where the football field is. And Tony, as Alec Martin gets ready to kick it away, when he finishes the kickoff, we'll just kind of get your thoughts here on what you think the second half might produce here. Alma moved the ball early, but really not so much in the second quarter, and this will be returnable. Martin pushes it to the 8-yard line. Kindler, 10, tries to go all the way from right to left, 15. Runs into a man, and he is going to be brought down as the ball is loose on the field, and it's going to be covered by Amherst. On the is going to be Dalton Kratzer, But, Tony, again, Kimmer trying to come to the outside, just got stuck, helmet on the ball.
Well, he can't believe it. He's got his hands on his head saying, my bad, guys. That ball just shot out, and Kratzer was right there to recover it. And now, once again, field position, and the short field goes the Amherst Broncos' way.
It'll be marked at the Alma 28, and that immediately probably changes anything that you would have been talking about to start the third quarter anyway. So different hands it off right side. He's going to come across the 25 down to about the 24-yard line.
Yeah, good run by Dibbern that time. Just leading block, letting the blockers blow the hole open for him. He follows them very patiently.
Well, now Tony Alma's got to come up with a stop here and give their offense a chance. They just gave away the advantage they had to start the second half. 11-0 Amherst. Got a fumble on the opening kickoff out of the single wing. They will fake the end around, go straight with the fullback dive. Bryce Dibbern keeps the legs turning down to the 20-yard line.
Blaine Jansen there along with Kindler, that Jay Kindler, on the stop for the Cardinals.
So it'll be third down and two. Ball at the 20-yard line. First minute of the third quarter of play, Amherst 11 and Alma nothing.
Coach Isaac Freck says, let's put the beef in there as big Kyle Wolf comes back into the game.
Let's see if Alma can get the stop. Amherst would probably already be in field goal range. Toss sweep left side. Martin trying to string it out. Gets to the corner. 15 to the 10. Cuts back to the middle of the field, and he's run down inside the 5 and the 3-yard line by Westine. First and goal, Broncos.
Yeah, boy, that was a great block on the outside, Doug, and I missed a number out there. But he blew up two Cardinals on the outside, and that just freed up the hole about 5 yards on the outside of the field, and he just shot up along the out-of-bounds line.
Well, Martin didn't just sprint to the outside. He waited for his blocks to set up, and then when he got to the corner, he just exploded, and it'll be first and goal at the 3. They'll split Martin out wide to the right, and Kenny will have Bryce Dibbert right behind him. Now they'll move Martin back into the backfield out of the I formation. Kenny takes the snap, quarterback sneak right up the middle, and he is going to get to the 1. Second and goal.
Yeah, stopped just short. Once again, one of those quick hitter plays.
It looked like he was going to go right into the end zone. Amherst had something red there off their center, big number 51, Spencer Trampy. But Robinson and the rest of the crew able to keep him out of there. But it is second and goal at the 1 for Amherst, leading 11-0. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. And Trampy comes up over the football. I formation again. Gavin Kenny takes the snap, hands it to his fullback, Dibbern, and Dibbern did not get in.
Well, he might have went back a half a yard. Some great tackling that time, and it looked like he tackled Dibbern pretty high, too, but he just pulled him backwards.
Kai Wolf was in there, among others, so not so easy when it gets down there inside the 2. Remember, this is where Alma turned it over in the first half. Third end goal at the 1 for Amherst. Again, I formation, Gavin Kenny. Under Trampy, takes the snap, toss sweep, Martin left side. He comes back inside and gets into the end zone, touchdown. They secured the outside, made him turn it up inside. He ran quite a ways for a 1-yard touchdown, but Martin's in. And with 9:13 to go in the third quarter, 17-0, Broncos.
Yeah, play designed to go exactly what you said, Doug, to the outside. Martin bounced it back inside and just runs so low to the ground, he's able to squirt in there underneath everybody.
They'll line up to go for a two-point conversion again. And a little pop pass Tebow style into the end zone. And they're going to say yes. A very late signal, but Alec Martin for the two-point conversion. And I think Amherst just simply trying to catch Alma with their dapper down because Martin made a field goal. There's no doubt they can make the extra point. But it's worth 2, and with 9:13 to go in the third quarter of play, Alma fumbles the opening kickoff of the second half, and Amherst takes it right in. The Broncos 19, the Cardinals nothing on KKPR.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Well, now the hill just became really big to climb here for the Alma Cardinals. 19-0, Amherst with the lead. Down by three scores now. And let's see what Cardinals do this time. Again, Kindler fumbled the opening kickoff here in the second half. They'll put two men back there and give him another chance as Martin will put a foot into it. This will be high and even shorter. Kindler takes it, well, about the 7, 10, 15. He'll try right side. 20, 25, and he'll be brought down there by Ryan Bristol. First and 10 for the Cardinals, and they're going to need something positive here, Tony. And again, the way they ran their offense in the first half, on the ground, on the ground, on the ground, Beeler is going to have to help them out through the air a little bit unless they do get quick scores on the ground, get some big ground gains, because they just didn't get that. A 15-yard play in the first half, the first time that Colling carried it, was their biggest play of the entire first half. They go power eye formation. Kindler boys back there. Beeler wants to throw underneath. Complete. He's got it to his big tight end, Chad Westine. He doesn't get a ton, but he's getting 8 yards. And if you get 8 yards on first down, you're going to take that second and two.
Yeah, Westine just comes from the right tight end, goes down the field, just goes across. It's down, just a down and in is what it is. And a well-thrown ball by Beeler.
Simple drag. When will they send him deep? Probably also a little bit of a setup play. Second and two at the 33. High formation, Beeler back to pass again. Underneath, ball tipped and incomplete. Lucas Casson is just too big to get that ball around, and they throw it off of him again. It'll bring up third down and two.
Well, his wingspan must be about 12 feet. He just reached that left hand. He's done it with his left hand, blocked the punt with his left hand, knocked that down with his left hand. He just gets a paw in the air and swats the ball down. That's a completion for a first down if he doesn't.
First time tonight either team has went back-to-back pass plays since that last 30 seconds of the first half. Man in motion, third and two. Rolling out, Beeler wants to throw back across the field. Oh, his man's wide open. Breaks a tackle, 35, 40, 45, 35, 30. Down the left side, Blaine Jensen, first reception of the night inside the 25 and into Amherst territory around the 23-yard line.
Well, there's a penalty marker well down the field.
And of course, that went thrown back across, maybe a face mask. It looks a little deep to be a block in the back. But that's what the call is going to be, a block in the back right around the 31 of Amherst. So Jansen, as they were trying to set up that backside screen, would have assumed that he was past all of his teammates setting up blocks. And I did not see who was down there, but it's going to be a 10-yard penalty. It'll still be enough for a first down. Out to the 39-yard line. So the strangest of that, I'll even have to check my stat book here, Tony. I think that just goes down as a 6-yard completion and a first down.
I think you're correct on that.
But then you have to mark off the illegal block for 10 yards, so maybe you do mark that full down for the completion. They'll hand it up the middle. And across midfield and into Amherst territory on the first down play. From the 39 down to the 36 is Jay Kindler again.
Well, you got to feel that that's really the score to make it 19-0. Didn't really influence the way that this offense would come out for the Cardinals. They think they knew at halftime, hey, we got to open some things up. They got too many guys up close to the line of scrimmage. So to open it up, we got to throw the ball, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Second and four, they put Kindler out wide to the left. They've got Corey in the backfield. Take the hand off to Corey. Beeler wants to throw deep. Nobody there. Now he's going to be crushed. Sacked on the play. A little frustrated that he didn't let the ball go. And he'll be brought down back inside his own territory at the 37-yard line.
Well, he was trying to get Kindler on a fly route. That was option number one. When he was covered, because that was Alec Martin running step for step with him down the field, he had to look elsewhere. When he did, there were two Broncos right in his face planting him on his back.
That's the first sack of the ball game by the Amherst defense. And that'll make it third and 12 at the Elma 37-yard line. 7 minutes to go, third quarter, 19-0 Amherst. High formation, Beeler back to pass. Everybody going deep, throws over the middle and underneath to Westine, incomplete.
Well, Doug, that pass was well thrown underneath, just not enough mustard on it, but Spencer Trampy hit him just as he released the football, and that's why it was underthrown.
Yeah, Westine, he ran a couple yards past the first down marker. The ball landed right at the first down marker, and he had to get rid of it because another quarter second, and he wouldn't have, so the first punt of the ball game, I believe, now. Remember, the one got blocked. This one will actually get away up into that wind, and it's going to bounce well short of the return man, take a nice little Alma kick, and roll inside the 15, it appears, down around the 13, maybe the 12-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 13. It's going to be a 30-yard punt, no return. And Amherst is going to have their worst starting field position, I believe, all night. First and 10 at their own 13, 6:48 to go here. Third quarter, 19-0. Amherst with the lead.
Well, Cardinals showed they can move the ball, picked up a couple first downs that time. Let's see if they can get a stop here and see if Amherst will go back to the air and see if they can open it up.
First down and here for the Amherst Broncos. Dibber going to handle off the middle. He's going to get a couple. So Dibber and Kenny, the only men in the backfield. They move Martin all over the place. And they're going to give him a gain, maybe about four. They'll give him a little more than it originally looked like. Gain of four.
They got Dibber listed at 170 pounds. He's a very square 170 pounds. Good job hard running from him.
So that'll bring up second down and six. This time they'll go back to the I formation. Kenny takes the snap. He wants to throw the football, and no, he's going to give it to Martin. Martin gets to the left side, 25, 30, making everybody miss, and out to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, that was just a toss sweep to the left there. Martin takes it, able to juke some people down the field. He cuts it back to the middle, then comes out towards the sideline. Everybody's chasing him.
So Martin, a couple of big plays here in the second half, and Amherst has all the momentum. First and 10 at the 32-yard line. Already leading 19-0. We'll have another Valentino score update here in just a moment. Back to the I formation. Gavin Kenny takes the snap. This time he'll give it to Dibbert off the right side, and Trent Christensen trying to find a way to bring him down. Does after a couple of yards out to the 34.
Charlie Robinson getting up off the bottom of the pile, coming from his middle linebacker position. Just not a whole lot there.
Blue Hill 20, Superior nothing at the half. At the half, Southwest 24, Kearney Catholic nothing. Elm Creek 14, Dundee County nothing, also at halftime. Elwood 28, Juanita Palisades 6, they are at the half. And on the quarterback keeper, Kenny's going to cut it up and get to the 35, dive forward for a couple. Not much there. Robinson in the area again, also over there. Looks like Ross Poyser. It'll be a gain of a couple, third down and six.
We'll see if they go to a crossing route and see if they can hit Kaysen here, because the big tight end, both of these teams with a monster tight end, provide such great targets down the field. Waffleholt's out of the game right now, Doug. I got a cramp, it looks like, they're trying to work out down there.
Third down and six at their own 37, already up 19-0. Out of the short shotgun, quick hitter, Dibber over the right side, big hole, 40, 35, 30, into the secondary. It tripped up inside the 20-yard line and brought down at the Alma 17-yard line.
What?
26 on the play, 27 on the play.
Dibber just does such a great job of staying low to the ground, and then once he's through there, once again, they've got everybody so tight to that line of scrimmage, he gets 4 yards down the field, Doug. There's really only one person to beat back there.
That is the biggest running play of the night for the Amherst Broncos. The 27-yarder takes it down to the Alma 16. Short shotgun again. In case you don't know, that is just a one step behind the center. He'll turn. He'll give it to Martin. It's strung out in a nice play defensively to drop him a couple of yards behind the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be Corey Kindler to get the job done.
Yeah, good job of shedding that block and Kindler bringing him down. That's the way you got to tackle those guys from the outside. Just grab their ankles and wait for help.
4:15 to go, third quarter of play. In a game where no one was really sure how it was going to come, Amherst finally able to get something on the board right before half. And then Alma fumbled the opening kickoff of the second half, and Amherst took it in again. They lead it 19-0, and they're on the march. Second and 13 at the 18. Back to pass. Kenny throwing to the end zone. Passing behind him again, but this time it's incomplete. A little contact, but no interference flag. Single coverage this time provided by Blaine Jansen.
Yeah, Jansen, great job running step for step with Casson on the outside. Pretty well thrown ball, just maybe overshot him by just a hair.
Kenny threw for 62 yards and a touchdown in the first half of play. But that one, and again with Casson standing at 6'6", And Jansen at 6'1", he has a big advantage. So let's see what the call is here. Third down and 12 at the 18-yard line. Kenny, short snap. Draws back, trying to set up a screen, throws it underneath. Complete to Mark, makes a man miss. 15, 10, back to the middle of the field, racing for the pylon, and he's into the end zone, touchdown. Oh, they thought they had the little fella hemmed in, and he scampers for 18 yards and a touchdown. Boy, I didn't think that was going anywhere, Tony, and one block made on the corner, and Martin took it right back across the field. I mean, he was only 2 yards from stepping out of bounds, and he went all the way to the right and outraced the pylon, and Blaine Jansen, when he found him, went, I can't have a chance to get him.
Well, Trent Christensen thought he had a chance to get him just beyond his fingertips, and then, boom, he makes a cut, and he's gone.
That is just a backbreaker for Alma because it was on third and 12. They fake the kick. They give it to Martin on the two-point conversion. He doesn't get in. They lined up to kick it but did not get in. So with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter, here at Amherst, it's all Broncos. Amherst 25 and Alma nothing on KKPR.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer, wishing all high school athletes the best of luck this year. Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer, the technology you need, the relationship you want.
And welcome back to high school football here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com, 3:40 to go, third quarter. And your score, 25-0 in favor of Amherst.
Who'd have thunk it, Doug? 25-0 in this ballgame. And really, you know what? You go back to, what, 2.5 minutes? It was 3-0 left in the first half. They scored a late touchdown, and then it's been all Broncos here in the second half.
So Amherst ready to boot it away again, and not going to officially say that Alma is out of time, but it's different if this ball game was 50-25 or something of that nature where Alma had shown that they could score. But Alma, who looked like they were in control even though it was scoreless the whole first half, it looked like they were in control until about the time that block punt happened with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and then it's been all Amherst. And again, Alec Martin with the kick. This time he missed it. It's going to roll out of bounds, but it is picked up and crushed. Is Jansen and rolling down to make the tackle. Luffel, Holtz, and Kratzer. The ball was going to roll out of bounds like it did earlier, and Jansen decided to pick it up, and as soon as he looked up, he was planted back at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, nothing he could do once he made the decision, and probably just let it go out of bounds and better field position the whole 9 yards.
Yeah, we'll talk about Alma's situation here in just a moment, but quarterback Max Beeler, who's put the ball up a little bit more here in the third quarter, will send 2 men out wide to the left. Screen pass down the line of scrimmage. It is complete, but not for anything, as Kittler is brought down maybe for a yard out there to Jay.
The level, he's just too quick on the outside. You like those one-on-one situations if you're a receiver, but level is so quick.
Well, and Tony, Alma, again, hasn't been in this situation. This is a program that hasn't won a lot. They have been behind in their careers. This year, they've blown everybody out, and they've never been in a tight game, and really, this isn't a tight game. They're down 25-0, second and 10. And off up the middle, here's some running room, and depleted is going to be Corey Kindler, but after he gets across the 20, out to the 22-yard line.
Gavin Kinney, the one delivering that hit that time, but a nice pickup on the play. Doug, one scoring update from the area I don't think we've heard tonight. Kearney High Bearcats have taken a 10-0 lead over Lincoln East. That is a late start. That's why that game is behind. 8 o'clock start time from Seacrest Field.
I got the score, and it said 10-0. I didn't know who was ahead. So Kearney High with that lead. Third and 3 now, Alma. On the Valentino scoreboard, we'll give you more in just a little bit. 2 men split out wide to the right. Beeler turns. He's going to hand it off the middle, and Kindler comes across the 25 and has the first down to the 27-yard line.
Well, Dibbern hits him low, and that's Ryan Bristle just paced him to the carpet from up above, just slams him to the ground.
Don't forget, more high school sports action comes your way Tuesday here on KKPR from the Ravenna Volleyball Quadrangular. Ravenna and Shelton at 4:15, Minden and Wood River coming your way at 5:30. Consolation and championship to follow. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. And Elma, first and 10, back to pass Beeler. Has some time, decides to roll to his right. Throws out here and overthrows everybody. Got a good arm. The wind really not a factor. He was trying to go to Kindler again, but Jay was at the 40 and the ball landed about the 28, incomplete. So here in the third quarter, I've got Beeler 3-for-6 for 25 yards.
Hey, actually about 40 yards, but that penalty negated a bunch of that one.
I actually even put it down for him, so.
Oh, really?
25-0 in favor of the Amherst Broncos here at home. Out of the two-back split to the right side, throw it down there to Kindler, get him an open field, complete, 30, 35, and out to about the 36-yard line. They're going to say he stayed in bounds, but it's going to be a gain of 9 and maybe even stop the clock to take a look at the chains here, but it looks like he's about a half yard short.
Yeah, I like what they're getting away from Lopaholtz out there and coming to the other side now and saying, well, I have an answer for this guy over here.
Now they are actually going to take an official's timeout. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, talk about what happened in the ball game tonight, give you a few more area scores. Then when we're all done with our broadcast tonight, we'll send it back to the studios in Kearney for the Midway Chevrolet Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Scores from around the area, from around the state. We'll catch up probably with one or two of the area coaches, as we always do. Bob Jensen, maybe Stu Pospisil. You never know who's going to pop in from their games around the state of Nebraska and give us their thoughts on what's going on for this Friday night of high school football as we begin the second half of the season already. This is the fifth game of the year for both of these ball clubs. It's third down and one after the measurement is short. Beeler with his running back, Corey Kindler, behind him. Again, two men split out wide to the left, and another penalty flag.
Well,
we haven't seen many of those here in the third quarter, but a false start on the offense.
Yeah, it was on the left side of the offensive line. He just couldn't keep himself set, had to move, and it's going to cost him 5 yards. And you know, that's one of those penalties that you cannot have. You got third and a half a yard, pretty much dive forward for the first down. Now you're back. Do you throw it? Do we run it? What do we do?
Well, that's the second time that's happened on a one-yard-to-go situation tonight for the Alma Cardinals. As you said, it's third and six now at their own 31-yard line. They'll send Jay Kindler in motion right to left. Fake the toss, sweep, wants to throw back against the grain. They get it to the tight end, Chad Westheim. Breaks the tackle, 35, 40, into Amherst territory. First down at the 35-yard line. So a nice play there, picks up 13. And stops the clock and picks up the first down.
Well, Charlie Robinson was on the outside. He's the one that made a block to free up Wettstein on the outside. A good block by him.
A lot of movement on that play. They sent a man in motion, faked the roll to the left, then turned back to the right. Wettstein had actually went downfield, faking the block, came back, ran about 5 yards back to the line of scrimmage to make the catch.
Beeler had to throw the ball behind, too, because he was getting bared down on by a defensive lineman.
First and 10 at the Amherst 35. They'll hand it off in the middle this time, and Jay Kindler takes it down to the 30. So a gain of 5. Under a minute to go, third quarter. It's Amherst 25 and Alma nothing. Cardinals need to score on this possession.
Well, they certainly do, and you think you'd maybe start seeing a little bit of a sense of urgency, but, hey, they're taking their time, making sure the play is called correctly, and we'll see if we can get one in before the end of the third quarter. But the clock becoming a real factor, too, now.
Lane Jansen wide to left. Jay Kindler slot to the left. And Corey Kindler, the running back. Colling injured in the second quarter, has not been back. Faked a little slant. Want to go deep. One-on-one. We've got a penalty flag. It's underthrown. It's intercepted at the 2-yard line by number 2, Logan Leffelholtz. There's a penalty flag on the play, but I think it's going to be holding on Alma. We'll wait for the official call. And it is holding on the Alma Cardinals. And so it'll be the second interception of the night. This one for Logan Leffelholtz. Gavin Kenny had one, and Amherst will take over inside the 5-yard line.
Boy, that's a pretty good fake that time. He went deep, but the coverage was right there for the Broncos. Now, he tried to open up the game and go deep. That's really the first real long pass maybe second long pass they've tried to the game. Everything else has been those screen passes or flats where they get trying to get a one-on-one matchup or the tight end and his little drag routes over the middle.
Should be the final play coming up here of the third quarter with 13 seconds remaining. They'll mark the ball at the Amherst 3-yard line. First and 10 Broncos at their own 3. Kenny will give it off the right side to Dibbern, and he'll drag a man with it. The ball's loose, and it's covered by Amherst. But they haven't left the ball on the ground hardly at all tonight. Dibbern able to cover it after a couple of yard gain out to the 5-yard line, and that will be the end of the third quarter of play. That was a break Alma needed and just couldn't get on the football. It didn't squirt far enough away from Bryce Dibbern. So after putting up 2 touchdowns in this second half, it is now Amherst 25 and Alma nothing. We head to the fourth quarter in a minute on KKPR.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
I want to thank Ron Evans and the entire crew here, not only the football coach, but the AD, Ron and Roger and Tom Moore and all the crew at Amherst for their hospitality. We start the fourth quarter. Amherst has it second down and 8 at their own 5. Gavin Kenny trying to run an option play. He got backed up near his own goal line. Very dangerous. And he's going to be brought down in between the 1 and the 2. A loss of 3 for Gavin Kenny. They were trying to get something big there. It's 25-0 Amherst. And they're inside their own 5 because Logan Leffelholtz intercepted the Alma pass at the 3.
Well, it's Corey Kindler just hammered Kenny that time.
Going to be third down. Call it 12 yards to go. Ball between the 1 and the 2. And at this situation, Amherst has just got to be patient, get out of that end zone, get out away from the 1, punt the ball away. Kenny going to hand it off to Dibbern. Dibbern's going to get what he can over the right side, got out to about the 5, and it'll be 4th down and 7. So smart play there. Punt the ball. Even if you give Alma a score here, it's going to be a 3-score game still. You're up 25-0. That's the big thing here, Tony. Even in the miracle, 3-touchdown, 3 2-point conversions is not going to be enough. And Alma in danger of falling to 4-1 on the season. And for Alma, next week they go to Arapahoe, on the road again, Amherst home against Bertrand. And that looks like a winnable game. And before they punt it, they're going to have a false start here on Amherst. The old 3-yard or 2-yard penalty.
Yeah, Bristol got a little excited that time, came up out of his stand, so we'll redo it. We'll redo it. Doug, I always found it, when I was in high school that these were the nights where the ground became very hard. It's cold, it's crisp.
Well, the wind is here. It dries out what's left. They have mowed the grass a fairly short here, so you've been out there long enough. It'll be tough if you're the new kid coming in a little bit later on if that's the case. Alec Martin now will stand at his own end line to punt the ball, and there's movement again. Amherst moved on the right end because Chad Wettstein faked like he was coming in, and he drew the right end off, and that's going to be a 1-yard penalty for illegal motion. 8th penalty, 38 yards. And Tony, you know, if you wanted to, Alec Martin could just step out of the back of the end zone and take the safety, but then that gets you back within that 3-score game. So I think they punt the ball here, although it could be an option with the little wind that they would punt into that Martin might just step out of the end zone because the ball's at their own 1. Good snap, actually. Low line drive kick. Bounces about the 25 to the 30. Jansen picks it up, makes the man miss. 30, 25, still on his feet, to the 20, inside the 20, down to the 18. Great return for Blaine Jansen, who's been ruled a couple of times tonight. It's going to be a 30-yard punt, and they'll take it down to the 18, a 14-yard return.
Yeah, Dimmer walking a little bit gingerly back to the defensive huddle for the Broncos. Yeah, Jansen did a good job, made about four people miss, kind of one-on-one tackle. Good sidestepped all of them. Down the sideline he went.
So, Alma, great opportunity here. First and 10 at the 18-yard line. Kindler in motion from left to right. They'll go on the draw up the middle. Big hole for Corey Kindler. 15, lowers his shoulder over a man inside the 10, down to the 9, before Spencer Trampy can haul him down. He's going to be just short of the first down, a 9-yard gain. Corey Kindler, that's his best run of the night.
Well, Kindler, this is, you know, dropping a shoulder like that. That's some of the hardest running we saw all night.
Amherst 25, Alma nothing. Just under 10 minutes to go in our ball game here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Now they'll go back to two men in the backfield. Beeler, the quarterback, on second and one, wants to throw the football, looking for Westine on the drag pattern, caught and into the end zone. Touchdown, Alma Cardinals.
Well, Doug, pretty good coverage by the Broncos that time in Justin Taubenheim down there. But there's just a size mismatch, and Westine just able to secure the football, and it's a touchdown.
It just seemed like they had so much more to go there, but the ball was at the 9, so a 9-yard touchdown pass. And Alma coach Isaac Frex telling us before the game they usually go for 2 anyway. And at the situation they're at, they need 4 scores. So 2 points, 1 point, really, with a 25-6 game, not going to matter a whole lot. So they'll line up, go for the 2-point conversion. Jay Kindler out wide to the right. Corey Kindler in the backfield. Beeler calls the cadence. Rolls to his right. Now looks back across the field. Wants to run. And right there to bring him down is Ryan Bristol. Bristol stayed home. That was the assignment, Tony, because if Bristol continues to pursue the option to the right side, that hole would have been open. There was nobody else there, just Bristol, but he made the tackle. So with 9:28 to go in the ballgame, Alma's finally on the board of the 9-yard touchdown pass from Max Beeler to Chad Westine. It's Amherst 25, Alma 6. We'll be right back.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Well, the Alma Cardinals now ready to kick it off, only for the second time tonight. They kicked it off to start the ball game, and this is the first time since, Tony.
Yeah, this is the first real successful drive. They put 2-3 first downs together, but then it blows up, and usually by their own doing, a penalty here, a penalty there, but a well-thrown pass that time gets them into the end zone.
They don't line up for an onside kick, and it will not be an onside kick. In fact, it's mashed into the end zone by Kindler, and I think that's a smart play. Make Amherst start at the 15-yard line. Alma has all their timeouts remaining. See if you can get one more score on the board. If you can cut this to 25-12, 25-14 with 6 minutes or so in the ball game, then you at least have hope. Don't take yourself out of the ball game by giving Amherst the ball at midfield. See if your defense can make the stop. And again, Amherst, for the most part, has taken advantage of their defense setting up short fields and Alma mistakes. It's not like they've had a real long drive all night long or every time tonight. And the handoff over the left side, finding a little room for a 2, maybe a 3-yard gain out to the 18-yard line will be Alec Martin.
Look, they just can't find him. He's a 5'6" on the program, and he just runs so low to the ground. He just waits, bounces, and then shoots forward for 3 yards.
Trent Christensen in on the tackle, and Amherst. Now the key for them, use as much time as you can, even with 9 minutes to go in the game, before you snap that ball. They will put Gavin Kinney in the shotgun. Martin out wide to the right, and there is movement. 5-yard penalty on Amherst, and that is going to be their 9th penalty of the ball game. That's been the one area that they have struggled in a little bit.
Yeah, all of a sudden, starting to see a little bit of maybe a lack of discipline here towards the end of this football game. I don't really understand why.
So that'll make it second down and 12. Back the ball up to the 13-yard line. And the thing that really, again, bites me, Amherst could take this penalty, and the clock runs again. They could milk another 24 seconds off the clock here, and they're the ones that had the mistake. They made the penalty. They quick snap it. Quarterback Kenny off the right side, and he'll get back up to the 15-yard line, the original line of scrimmage before he's brought down. Jay Kindler, boy, I'll tell you one thing, Tony. This kid, a junior, Corey's in there as a sophomore. They're brothers, but Jay, offensively and defensively, has been all over the place tonight. With Garrett Colby out, he has really stepped his game up tonight.
Yeah, he really has, playing well and only good things ahead of him. And that's something good to see if you're now a Cardinal fan. Another set of brothers at Christensen. They got two brothers and a cousin.
Big play here. Bobble the snap. They pitch it back to Martin. He's hemmed in and nowhere to go. He's going to lose some yardage. And just what Oklahoma needed, a three and out. They're going to get the ball back with over 7.5 minutes to go in the ball game. With a little hope, Martin's going to lose a couple of yards. They'll mark it back at the 13-yard line. Maybe the 14 will say a one-yard loss from where the official puts the ball down. And Amherst will have to punt the ball for the sixth time tonight. And Blaine Jansen stands at his own 35 on the return. Fourth and 11 at their own 14. And we've got motion again. Boy, I'll tell you what, Tony, just jumping up and down on the defensive side, Alma has got Amherst to jump off three, four times on punts tonight.
Doug, you mentioned, you said what bites you. It's not that big of a deal in this situation. But if you're down here on the opposite 30-yard line, you can take that 25 seconds, just keep backing yourself up 5 yards, and there's no time left on the clock. Yeah. That's what I don't understand about it.
Fourth and 16 at the 9 now, and the snap is high. Martin has it, has to rush it and somehow cut it out of there. Not going to go very far. Alma had... was it both Kindlers back there?
I believe it was.
He was able to kick it between Court and Jay somehow. I thought that was blocked for sure. But the high snap, just give Martin credit for getting it out of there. They're going to spot it at the 26, 27-yard line. We'll be kind and say the 27. That's an 18-yard punt. But Alma now has it first and 10 at the 27-yard line of Amherst. It's 25-6 Amherst, but Alma scored on their last possession. And they get a quick one here. Who knows? First and 10. Kindler wide right. Kindler in the backfield. The brothers there. Back to pass Beeler. Nowhere to go. He's going to have to run. Gets up the middle of the field, 25. And Spencer Trampy says, how about that's all the farther you go? And they'll bring him down, spot him at the 24. So not much to gain on the play. Maybe 2.5. We'll call it second down and 7.
I know they haven't been behind before, Doug. But if you think you've got any hope left in you, you want to see more of a hurry-up offense here, and you're not seeing that of the Cardinals.
They have not trailed in the second half all year. They were down 11-0 at halftime, 25-0 at the end of three. It's currently 25-6. Amherst with the lead. Second down and 7 at the 23-yard line. Back to pass Beeler. Here comes some pressure, but the good pickup by the back. They'll throw it underneath, and it's bobbled, but I believe hauled in at the 10 by Kindler. Jay Kindler bobbled it, but kept his eye on the prize and holds it in for a 14-yard reception. First and goal. No, first and 10. They'll mark it at the 11.
Well, I think Martin was right there. Gavin Kinney was right there. Kinney actually swiped at the ball. Might have been the reason it was bobbled, kind of knocked out of his hands, but just flipped right up in the air, and he was able to grab it and secure it before he went out of bounds.
Lucas Cassett will check out here for Amherst. First and 10 at the 11 for Alma, trying to cut it to a two-score game. Beeler, two wideouts, back to pass, looks left, crossing pattern, and it's knocked away, almost intercepted. It was in the breadbasket of Gavin Kinney, stepping in front of the intended receiver, Blaine Jansen. Nearly the third interception of the game.
Yeah, both the receiver and Kinney going for the football. I think it surprised both of them. Either one was there.
Daddy, let's go quickly to the Valentino scoreboard for some area scores. Southwest 30, Kearney Catholic 6. That is in the third quarter of play. We'll get some more for you in a moment, but Alma has come up over the ball. Second and 10 at the 11. Kindler in motion from right to left. Beeler fakes the toss, rolls left, comes back across the right side. That play that was big for Wettstein earlier, incomplete. That would have been interesting, by the way, because Chad Wettstein had somebody bearing down on him, but Chad Wettstein, 6'6", 200, had 5'6", 145-pounder Alec Martin coming after him. I don't know if that would have been like an egg against a wall or if he actually would have got Wettstein on the blind side, but it's incomplete, 3rd and 10.
I got a feeling, as tough as Martin is, he probably would have just wrapped up his ankles and brought the Giant down.
Alma needing the touchdown with 6:24 to go. Out of the power eye formation. Beeler, again, fakes the handoff, has time in the pocket, throws it out of the end zone. He was going for Wettstein, well covered. It looked like a fade pass, but he just put a little too much air under it. And now it's going to be 4th down and 10 at the 11. Alma could get a first down inside the 1, but they're probably going to be looking at the end zone. And Beeler, good quarterback. I don't think any kind of a halfback pass is going to work in a situation like this because there's only one thing Amherst has to be looking for, and that's a ball going into the end zone. And they will drop back 3 in the secondary. Beeler on 4th down. Back to pass. Max Protect rolls to his right. Throws underneath and incomplete.
Oh, he had him wide open. He had Jensen wide open at the goal line, Doug, and just overshot him just out of his arm's reach.
Taubenheim thought he was going to cut it up. He cut it out, and diving Jansen just, it was too far out there, couldn't get to it. And so Amherst comes up with a nice stop in the red zone here, and they'll take over the football. And unless they turn it over, they should be able to coast home to a victory now. Amherst 25 and Alma 6. Bronco ball, 1st and 10 at their own 11. Gavin Kenny, why not to Bryce Dibbern? Dibbern keeps on rolling across the 15 and out to about the 16-yard line. Dibbern will put the ice packs on after the game tonight. I think he has been picking up those hard, bruising yards at the 5-yard gain.
Doug, another encouraging thing you're seeing is that time Jansen gets up, and you know, you can tell he's disgusted. The quarterback's disgusted. You're starting to see some of the Alma Cardinals care. And I think that was something that really the last 4, 5, 6 years was missing down there, is nobody really cared about football.
2nd down and 5. 5.5 to go in the game. Amherst leading it by 19. Gavin Kenny, a little confusion there with Dibbern, takes the ball back and is going to lose some yards back to about the 14-yard line. We'll see a 2-yard loss for Gavin Kenny. Let's go to the Valentino scoreboard here. It was Kearney now leading Lincoln East at the half, 17-3. Lincoln North Star over North Platte, 36-0 in the third. A final score, Shadron 45, Cozad 8 is the score there.
Well, they got off to a fast start and just kind of cruised after that.
3rd down and 7 here for the Amherst Broncos with under 5 minutes, and Gavin Kenny now looking at the back judge for that 5-second count. Now he'll snap the ball. Low snap. Keeps it himself off the left side and not really looking to do anything. Dives forward to about the 16. He'll get the 2 yards back that they lost on the previous play. And looks like the first timeout is going to be taken here by the Alma Cardinals with a 4th down and about 4, maybe 5 coming up for the Amherst Cardinals. They'll have a punting situation when we return. 4:36 to go in our game. Amherst set to punt it. They lead Alma at home tonight, 25-6. Back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer, wishing all high school athletes the best of luck this year. Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer, the technology you need, the relationship you want.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you here. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up when we finish all of our postgame at Amherst High School game. Moving right along here. And some more scores. Hastings going to get their first win of the season. They lead York 41-6 in the third quarter. Lexington leads Sydney 13-0 in the third. Here's a little bit of a surprise. Fremont leading Grand Island 13-0 also in the third quarter. Adams Central 27, Columbus Lakeview 7 in the fourth. Here it is 25-6 Amherst, 4:36 to go in the game. 4th and 4 at their own 17. The Broncos ready to punt it away. Alma jump. Alma had made Amherst jump the whole ball game. Amherst said, you know what? We're going to hard count you and see if we can get you to go offside. That's what they do, and that'll be a 1st down Amherst.
You know, it's sickening. Not because you thought Alma was going to get the ball back and have an opportunity to really make this game much tighter with 4:35 remaining, but to just hand them a first down, something that you're just not going to be happy with at this point.
So Amherst will pick up their fourth first down of the second half unofficially, and they'll put the offense back out there. First and 10 at the 22. Gavin Kenny out of that shotgun, and he actually tripped up with his own running back, Alec Martin. Martin will fall forward for a yard. Again, the numbers offensively are not going to be impressive tonight. Martin, 36 yards. Dibbern, 74. Kenny, 4 yards. About 80 yards through the air with 2 interceptions and a blocked punt have led to 3 of the 4 scores tonight for the Amherst Broncos. And the 4th score, Alma fumbled the opening kickoff of the second half. So that's been the story tonight. And the snap to Kenny. He'll hand it off to Dibbern, who's now lined up as the I-back. Come up to about the 25-yard line and be stacked up there. Gain of another yard. It'll be 3rd down and 8.
I thought, you know, here later in the game, Doug, we maybe figure out what advantage that short shotgun would give you, and I still don't understand it for sure, because I guess they have not caught the fumble all night. And I don't know if they've had trouble with the center quarterback exchange in the past. I don't know what the situation is there.
Well, in a couple of weeks, we'll probably see Amherst and Overton, so I'll be ready for that if they can keep their slates clean. Now, the quarterback, Gavin Kenny, just puts both arms over the football and tries to get as many yards as he can. He'll come across the 25 down to the 28. He's going to get 3, and Alma's going to go ahead and call their second timeout here of the half to stop the clock with 3:11 to go in a ball game. So Alma crossing their fingers, trying to keep a little hope, but Amherst taking advantage of the Alma miscues tonight. It is Amherst 25 and Alma 6. Back with more after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Well, Tony, Axtell, Howells went down last week, and Axtell is in trouble. They trail 27-19 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Silver Lake, they're kind of like Alma. They were under the radar a little bit, a team you knew could be maybe about 500, but they win tonight. They're 5-0 and beat the number one. Again, Amherst will line up to punt the football, and they will snap it back. Martin will get the kick away, but it's off the side of his foot. This isn't going to go very far. It stays in bounds. Jansen will pick it up right before it goes out of bounds at the 35, and he's actually going to be pushed backward, and you lose a little bit of yards there back to the 25-yard line. It's going to be about a 22-yard punt. It went straight in the air and probably rolled about 15 yards. And then Jansen backtracked another 2 or 3.
Well, Jansen made that first guy miss. You thought, okay, maybe in business, and then 3 Broncos just pile on top of him.
Well, normally you wouldn't get around that ball, but when you need to make lightning happen here with just 3 minutes to go in the game, you hope, well, maybe if we make something happen and score in 15 seconds here, give ourselves a chance. But 2:58 to go, Amherst 25, Alma 6. First and 10 at their own 25-yard line, and Max Beeler under center. Corey Kindler, the running back. Beeler fakes the sideline pass, comes over the middle. Wide open, Chad Wettstein, 40, 35, 30. There's only one man back there, and that one man, Gavin Kenny, does bring him down at the 25-yard line. That's a 30-yard gain for Alma.
That's a perfectly well-thrown ball from Beeler. Delivered right where it needed to be. Kenny was about 2 steps behind him. Did a good job of keeping the receiver in front of him. That's what you want to do if you're the Amherst Broncos. You don't cheat up there and go for a pick or something. Gavin does exactly what he was taught to do and brings down the ball carrier.
Well, Amherst must have really bit on that pump fake, because you know Alma's going to throw the ball, and The only man in the secondary after that pump fake was Gavin Kenny. First and 10, Cardinals at the Amherst 25-yard line. Two men split out wide to the right. Again, look short, now look deep. Going for his big fellow Wettstein. It's overthrown, and it is intercepted. Holding on to it in the end zone as he comes on his back, and I think knocking the wind out of him is going to be Gavin Kenny.
That's exactly what he did. He's up on his hands and knees. You know it's just going to take a minute to come back. But in the end zone, stuck it at the 15-yard line, and that's all she wrote here tonight.
Well, poor Chad Wettstein. He looked like a guy, or he looked like a gal, going up to spike the volleyball, and the set was too high because he jumped before that ball was there. One-on-one, he's going to probably win that with the 5'11 Gavin Kenny, but Gavin gets his second interception of the night, and it'll be a touchback. First and 10 at their own 15 with 2:21 to go. Kenny will come out. We'll see the backup quarterback now for Amherst.
Yeah, very, very well played center field that time by Kenny once again, going up and playing the football.
All Amherst is trying to do is run the clock out, leading it 25-6. There was no score in this game with 3 minutes to go in the first half. It was 11-0 at the half. Two scores in the third quarter made it 25-0. And Alec Martin will be the quarterback. He'll turn and hand it off over the right side for another 2, maybe 3 yard gain. Just continuing to chew up yardage is going to be Bryce Dibbern. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up here on KKPR. We'll give you all the final stats when we're done.
At Tobenheim, hands the reins back over to Gavin Kenny. He's back in. Just had to catch his breath. He's back in there.
That's the first interception, by the way, the second interception today for Gavin Kenny. He had the one in the end zone the first quarter, so two touchbacks for him. Second down and 7, minute 40 to go. Kenny comes back into the ball game, gives it to Dibbern. He'll fight his way to the 20 and out to the 22. The ball is lost. It's a fumble, and Alma has it. Alma covers it with Blaine Jansen.
Well, and Jansen was the one that was reaching in there, ripping away at the football, and finally almost got him to the ground, and ball squirts loose, and Jansen's right there to jump on it.
Well, and Bryce Dibbern said, hey, I was down. But at this point, it's not going to be a big deal. Alma will get the ball here. That's the first turnover of the contest for Amherst. 1:33 to go. And Blaine Jansen with the fumble recovery.
I don't know if Bryce was down or not, but I didn't hear a whistle, and I know neither did Bryce. So
on first down and 10, Beeler back to pass. Going to roll to his right, look into the end zone, throws it up into double coverage, and it's going to be tipped away by Alec Martin at the goal line, trying to get it to Jay Kindler.
Martin and Kenny both back there for the Broncos. Got it really a one-on-one situation, but Martin just knocks it away. Beeler's on the run on the outside there. Doesn't really get a chance to set his feet. Just kind of lofts the ball up into the air and just hangs up there too long.
Don't forget, more football coming up next week. More football next Friday here on KKPR. Going to be some good games out there, we hope. And maybe with some upsets tonight, it might change what you think is a good matchup. Hand off to Corey Kindler over the left side, and Amherst does the job and was not fooled, expecting the pass. He's going to get it up to the 20-yard line. Going to be a gain of 3 on the play. It'll bring up 3rd down and 7, and Alma is going to use their final timeout. 1:18 to go in the football game. Amherst 25, Alma 6. We'll be right back.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to high school football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Alma. Classic Hits, 98.9 FM on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 1:18 to go in the game. Amherst 25, Alma 6. Some weird scores out there, Tony.
Yeah, very peculiar score with Hastings St. Cecilia. Donovan 47, Donovan 4.
The old two safeties. Another score update from Valentino's. We deliver the scores. They deliver the pizza in the Kearney area. More in a moment. 3rd and 7 at the 20. Beeler, he's being blitzed. somehow gets away from one, two, but doesn't throw the ball away, and it'll be sacked back at the 29-yard line. Amherst said enough is enough, and they just decided to come with the all-out blitz. Kasson, Dibbern, Trampy, all back there.
Yeah, that's one of those Beelers running over to the coach saying, boy, glad we took a timeout to do that. And get my head buried in the sand again. But, yeah, evaded one, evaded two, and then all of a sudden there are too many red jerseys flying at him to get away.
Second sack of the ball game. Amherst clock running under a minute. In fact, we're all the way down to 40 seconds to go. Fourth down and 15 for Alma at the Amherst 29-yard line. And Beeler with two to the left. That's the short side. Back to pass. Going to throw to the end zone. Looking for Jansen. Got him. Oh, he dropped the ball. Jansen had it in his hand. And as he tried to bring it into his chest, it turned over and he lost it. And that was a great throw by Beeler into double coverage. Jansen only had about a half step. But it does fall incomplete. Or it would have been the second touchdown pass tonight for Beeler. And now Amherst just has to kneel on it. And this will finally be in the books. But Alma, they've got some talent, Tony, but now the questions will be out there. They still have, both these teams still have to play Arapahoe and Overton. And I think Arapahoe against either one of these teams is going to be kind of a flip the coin game.
Yeah.
Overton, I would say right now, would definitely be favored against Alma. What would be against Amherst? But remember, Amherst has taken advantage of a whole bunch of turnovers again tonight. And lining up in the victory formation, a knee taken there by the Broncos, and that will be the end of the football game as soon as the clock runs down its final 20 seconds. And Alma will taste defeat for the first time this season. And Amherst, who had some problems the opening night of the season, hanging on to the ball against Franklin, have now run off four consecutive victories. And the final score tonight here on Parents Night at Amherst, the Amherst Broncos 25 and the Alma Cardinals 6. We will have more scores. We will have all the stats, and we will have it coming your way in just a moment. Again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sporting action on KKPR. Ron Evans, not only the coach, but the AD, Isaac Rex of Alma, and all the fine folks that stop by, say hi, and help us out with the broadcast each and every week. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer, wishing all high school athletes the best of luck this year. Ryan Trampy, your Midwest Seed Genetics dealer, the technology you need, the relationship you want.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
And welcome back to Amherst, where our Friday night football game is in the books, and it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. It's fall, as if you couldn't tell tonight, and Misco Sports can help you root for your favorite team with sweatshirts, jackets, hats, NFL and college hoodies for your favorite teams, whether it be the Huskers, the Loafers, maybe Texas, maybe the Cowboys.
Ah, don't say that. Not Texas.
Well, I know they got Texas. Then they got Okie State. They got Kansas. A lot of Big 12 schools, a lot of the national schools as well. And if they don't have what you want, they probably get it for you as well. Misco Sports, open 7 days a week on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Amherst 25 and Alma 6. We'll figure up the final stats and bring those to you in just a little bit. A lot of the other games are coming right down to the wire. Don't forget, you can catch them on our website at kkpr.com. And Tony, let's take a look at the very latest Valentino's scoreboard. Don't forget to try the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. What do you got, Tony?
Well, we go all the way to the western part of the state. Gehring 24, McCook 7, that ball game in the fourth quarter. Gehring had a 21-0 lead in that one. Good to see McCook answer back and at least get a touchdown on the board. Way out west and then north, the Crofton 35, O'Neill 7. Southwest 36, Kearney Catholic 12. I think that's a big head scratcher for a lot of people. Ansley coach Dan Moore getting another victory They lead the SEM 40-14. At last check, Maxwell, a 67-28 lead over Medicine Valley. Lexington, another shock, Doug. Phil Truax, 21. Sydney, 0. That in the fourth quarter. The peculiar score of the night, St. Cecilia, 47. Donovan Trumbull, 4. Syracuse, 45. Auburn, 0. This game has just went final. We have for you Overton, 42. The Bertrand Vikings shut out yet again, 42-0. Glenn Snodgrass and the Overton Eagles, 40. Okay, St. Cecilia, 47. Donovan Trumbull, 14. We're missing a 1 in there. So Ogallala, 9. Scott's Bluff, 0. That at the half. Lincoln East is trailing Kearney 17-3 at the half. That only just going to halftime because it was a late start from Lincoln Seacrest Field tonight. That was 8 o'clock start time, so don't expect that final to be in for just a little bit longer. But those are the scores we have for you now.
We will take a break here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show and come back and take a look at the final stats right after this. Timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Final score, Amherst 25 and Alma 6. Tony, what if I told you Alma had more yards tonight?
Well, I guess since I'm being here and knowing how they converted their points, probably would not surprise me, although a good portion of those, about 50 of those came in the last 4 minutes of the game.
Well, let's take a look at how it did break down tonight. We will start with the Alma Cardinals unofficially. Here's what we've got. First of all, on the ground for Jay Kindler, 16 rushing attempts for 59 yards. Garrett Colling, he came in hurt tonight. He hurt his ankle last week in the ball game, and Garrett didn't play in the first quarter, so they brought him in. First play of the second quarter, bust one off for 15. Alma's in business, and then he ended up only carrying the ball 4 times for 18 yards. He hurt his ankle, got rolled back on a stack-up play at the line of scrimmage and did not play the entire second half. 4 carries for 18 yards. Former Amherst Broncos star Torrey Hadwiger here at the ball game tonight. Great to see Torrey here tonight, the former Amherst star, showing up here this evening. I would have mentioned that earlier, but I didn't think he came out on Friday nights anymore. Too many autograph seekers. 4 carries, 18 yards for Garrett tonight. Corey Kindler, 9 carries, 31 yards. Max Beater, 3 carries, negative 16 yards. He was sacked twice for that negative yardage. 23 rushing attempts in the first half, only 9 in the second half. 32 rushing attempts, 92 yards in the ball game for Alma. For quarterback Max Beeler in the first half, 3 of 4 for 22 yards. In the second half, 8 of 19, 2 interceptions and a touchdown for 99 yards. So for the ball game, Beeler, 11 of 23, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, 121 yards through the air, 92 on the ground, 213 yards of offense for Alma, who was in the top 5 in the state offensively, top 10 offensively, top 5 defensively, ended up with 9 first downs, punted the ball 1 time for 30 yards, turned it over 4 times in the ball game, the 3 interceptions, and they fumbled the opening kickoff of the second half. 5 penalties in the ball game for 30 yards. Their lone score, the 9-yard touchdown pass from Max Beeler to Chad Wettstein with 9:28 to go in the game. 2-point conversion was no good, and that was the final score of the ball game tonight. We'll come back and look at the final stats for Amherst right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school. First in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activities. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Back on the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Don't forget the Midway Chevrolet Friday night scoreboard. Going to get going about 9:45 tonight. We won't go straight out of the game to that because the scores just haven't all rolled in. We'll give you a few more before we are out of here. But right now, let's look at the final numbers we had for Amherst. Alec Martin, 9 carries, 36 yards, and a touchdown. Bryce Dimmern, 17 carries, 83 yards. Gavin Kinney, 15 carries, 8 yards in the football game on the ground tonight for Gavin. Also in the football game tonight for the passing, Kenny was 3 of 6 for a touchdown in the first half, 62 yards. 1 of 2 for a touchdown in the second half for 18 yards. So throwing the ball, Gavin Kenny, 4 of 8, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns, total of 80 yards in the air, 124 on the ground, 204 yards of total offense, 8 first downs in the ball game, just the 1 fumble, and that happened in the last 2 minutes. They did punt the ball 7 times tonight, going to average out to about 26 yards per punt, 27 yards per punt, 10 turnovers for 48 yards. The problem was about 3 of those was the offense lining up in the neutral zone, and then towards the end of the ball game, they were getting ready to punt, and about 3 times they were called for a false start, 1 yard, 2 yard, 5 yard. When they're back up against their own goal line. Here was the scoring summary tonight. We did not score until there was 2:34 left in the first half, and that was after Lucas Cass had blocked a punt at the Alma 8-yard line, but Alma stood tall and held him to a field goal attempt. A 23-yard field goal for Alec Martin made it 3-0. Then Alma forced a punt with about a minute to go in the half, and with 57 seconds left, they marched that ball right down the football field. A 27-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Dimmern to Lucas Casson. Dimmern made the 2-point conversion run, and that took us to halftime. 11-0 was the score. Then to start the second half of play, Alma fumbled the opening kickoff, and Dalton Kratzer of Amherst covered the fumble at the Alma 28-yard line. And just 3 minutes later, just under 3 minutes later, Alec Martin took it in from 1 yard out. Kenny hit Martin on the 2-point conversion pass. 9:13 to go in the third quarter. It's 19-0. Then Gavin Kenny hooks up with Alex Martin through the air for an 18-yard touchdown pass with 3:40 to go. The 2-point conversion run was no good. Made it 25-0 at the end of three. And the only score in the fourth quarter came from Alma, the 9-yard touchdown pass from Max Beeler to Chad Wetstein. The 2-point conversion no good. And that made the final score, Amherst 25 and Alma 6. We'll be back to wrap things up on the Misco Sports Post Game Show with a few more scores right after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're back here at Amherst, where the final score tonight, the Amherst Broncos 25, the Alma Cardinals 6.
Appreciate having you along with us. Want to say thank you again to many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school football. A few scores, if you have not been tuned in here. Overton, a 42-0 winner over Bertrand. St. Cecilia, 47. Donovan, 14. Ogallala, 9. Scotts Bluff, 0 at the half. Doug, we're just not getting any new scores. That's
last Kearney score, they were up 17-3 at the half. Southwest beating Kearney Catholic tonight. A final score, Ravenna 49 and High Plains nothing. That was 42-0 at the half, so they had that continuous clock and obviously really moving along. Here's a final, Gehring 24 and McCook 7 tonight. So not only did McCook not lose in the regular season or something for like 71 games, now that's their second loss so far on the season. Oakland Craig beating Fremont Bergen in a big game tonight outside the area by a score of 21-12. Maxwell, did you mention that? Wow, 73-28 over Medicine Valley. Adams Central over Columbus Lakeview, 33-7 tonight in some of the football games. Overton over Bertrand, as you mentioned. You mentioned those scores, 42-0. Crofton beat O'Neill tonight, 35-7. Southwest over Kearney Catholic, 36-12. Ansley was a winner over SEM tonight as well. So Lexington looks like they're going to get a win this evening. So a bunch of the scores. Now Kearney High has scored again with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kearney 24 and Lincoln E3. And the Bearcats getting ready for a big tussle next week at home with Class A fourth-ranked Elkhorn coming in. That's a look at our Valentino's scoreboard. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, carryout and delivery is available. Well, Tony, tonight Amherst took advantage of Alma miscues. Amherst forced some of those miscues as well. They really hit hard tonight and had a good football game.
Well, they capitalized on opportunities, and that's what you want to see. You know, maybe towards the end of the game, a little bit of sloppiness, a little bit of a lack of discipline on some of the penalties, maybe clean that up. But on a cool, crisp night, the wind blew here pretty good in the first half. They didn't turn the ball over, something Alma did, and then they shot themselves in the foot. Alma had opportunities early to score, couldn't convert. I will tell you, Doug, I'll say it again. You finally, though, there was emotion out there for the Alma Cardinals. And win or lose, I just think that's a major positive for this team. Something they've been lacking for 6 years at Alma. And they're getting a good football team back on the field. And they represented awfully well and they continue to do that this year.
Well, and Amherst playing three of their first four games on the road. Able to come home now, but their biggest game probably remaining will be at Overton. They're going to host Bertrand next week. Bertrand's 0-5. You got to figure that's going to be a win for Amherst and get them to 5-1 going into a game at Overton, which tentatively right now we will be doing on ESPN Radio 1460 on the 16th of the month. So that'll be on the AM dial plus the website as well. And then they'll wrap up at home against Arapahoe. For Alma, they go to Arapahoe, then they finish at home with Wilcox-Hildreth and Overton. And they're going to have to right the ship by next week. They don't want to drop back-to-back games, end up falling to 5-3 or something like that, and not have that good feeling that they already have, that they had in the first months here of the season, and get into the playoffs and have a chance to win a football game. But, again, they're going to have to prove they're a good enough football team to do that and win two of their final three ball games and see if they can give Overton a game in that final night of the season.
Oh, that's what it's about, giving yourself a chance. And you know what, I think this is a team that's going to stick together and find a way to win some more football games this year. They're talented. Hey, they haven't had a lot of success, but they're starting to build on that success. It was just a good effort tonight by the Amherst Broncos coming out. The defensive line, really, that first half, and they had a lot of people up there. The defensive line, the linebackers stepped up and did a wonderful job.
Well, Tony, there's been some shocking scores tonight. We've been telling people about it, but the biggest shock of the night, Silver Lake 27, Axtell 19. They were number one for 1 week. Howells got beat last week. Axtell trying to get through some things over there, and they beat tonight by Silver Lake. So congratulations to the Mustangs tonight. Gehring beat McCook 24-7. Maxwell beat Medicine Valley 73-36, the final score in that football game. Fremont knocks out Grand Island 19-0, and in the fourth quarter, Southwest over Kearney Catholic 36-26, and that was 30-0 at one time. So the Stars, a little fight there left in them as that game wraps up on ESPN 1460.
Well, it's pretty obvious, you know, heading into the night that the road to the West went through Axtell. now that just throws a wrench into everybody's system. Where does the Road to the West in D1 come from? That is up in the air right now.
Well, and now Silver Lake is they're not in an easy district, Tony, and they get a huge, obviously, the biggest win you could possibly get tonight. And a Silver Lake will then go to Franklin next week, and then they will go to Shelton, which looks like if
two
they can keep
wins.
Playing like that, that should be a win. And then they'll wrap up the season hosting Giltner in what could be a top-five matchup by the time we get to the final night, the final Friday of the regular season. Well, you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week, late nights on Thursday, a longtime supporter of high school sports. It's getting cold. Get in and get your sweatshirts, your hats, your stocking caps, whatever you need, your winter coats.
Joe Radke in there because he's in a damn T-shirt all night long. I don't know what.
He's crazy jumping up and down all night long. Don't forget in the Midway Chevrolet postgame show coming up about 9:45, Amherst coach Ron Evans is going to join us for a few minutes in that. We'll talk a little Kearney High football, a little Kearney Catholic. We'll talk about the area teams as well. So for our engineer Stacy Johns and for Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda. We'll see you next Friday with more high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 FM KKPR.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Broadcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.